This one into left field. Ochoa looks up, and you can kiss it goodbye. Yoelis Cespedes into the Salem sky. Tied no more. Two ball, two strike count. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Swung on and dumped over to the shortstop, Cespedes. Underhand toss to De Leon. Fired a first in time. It's a 6-4-3 twin-killing double play, and the Sox get out of it untouched.
Every pitch.
Here's the 1-2. He adds another. Chase Brake, three up, three down, three strikeouts for the southpaw.
Every hit.
Swung on in line, in the left field. You can't forget about it. Andrew Musin, his second home run of the afternoon, and the Sox put up an 8 spot in the 6th.
Every moment.
Got a grounder up the middle. De Leon fields it. Touches second base himself. Fires to first. Jimenez has it. Double play number 5 for the Salem Red Sox. And you can put a bow on this ball game. The 0-2 offer. Swing and a miss. Taking off for third. The throw is on the money. They got him. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Salazar and Futrell. The battery is charged up and well.
Found right here on MILB.TV.
First pitch, he swings and sets this one in the right field. It is hooking, and it's down for a fair ball. Here comes Asensio. He'll score with ease. The Red Sox win it. Nathaniel Uten, the first pitch he sees, placing it into right. Cue up dirty water. The Sox are victorious.
The road to the show starts here. It's time for Salem Red Sox baseball. For today's pregame report, here's the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
From Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark on this hot and humid Thursday night, the Salem Red Sox are on the air. Tonight, the Boston Red Sox single-A affiliate play host to the Charleston River Dogs, the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays for Game 3 of this 6-game series. Hi, everybody. Braden Schenk joined alongside the Salem Red Sox assistant of baseball operations, Tim Tremblay. Tim, welcome to the broadcast booth. We should be in for a good one tonight.
Thank you for having me, Braden. Appreciate everything.
So it's been an interesting series for the Red Sox so far to this point. The Sox fell to the River Dogs 8-6 on Tuesday night. Last night, 6-3. The Red Sox have found themselves playing from behind, it feels like, early in ball games.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't really do that to win games. You got to, you know, score runs, get out in front, you know, going down. You know, especially in the first setting where they're going down 3-4 runs, it's tough to dig yourself out of that and, you know, try to win the game.
And last night for the Red Sox, they did post a zero in the first inning. However, it was innings 3-6 that really proved trouble. The River Dogs put up a run in the third inning thanks to an Angel Mateo RBI single. A 3-spot in the fourth inning, Jose Perez, Theo Gillen, and Narciso Polanco all with RBIs. And then a 5th unanswered run in the sixth inning in the form of a Nathan Flewelling RBI single. Good news for Salem, they did score 3 of their own after that. Andrew Musette, an RBI single in the sixth inning. Framia De Leon brought home another in the seventh. And Justin Gonzalez with an RBI single in the seventh inning to extend his hitting streak to 6 games. But the Red Sox found themselves playing from behind early in that ballgame. The comeback was a little too late for Salem. Again, they dropped last night's affair 6-3. You flip the page to a thirsty Thursday in Salem here tonight. The River Dogs lead the series 2-0. Salem will try to get back in the win column. And, Tim, they've got a very tough task facing arguably the best pitcher in the Carolina League this year, the 19-year-old out of Caracas, Venezuela, Jose Urbina.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great the last 3 starts. Hasn't given up a run. You know, he's just been really solid. I guess just try to get out early, get a few runs off of them, you know, see what they can do.
For Jose Urbina, over his last 5 starts, he's allowed just 1 earned run over his last 30 innings pitched. If you do the math, that's a .30 ERA. That's a remarkable mark for a guy that leads the Carolina League on ERA, whip, batting average against, and even more remarkable for Urbina, over his last 4 starts, he's gone at least 6 innings and has not allowed a run. This guy has been unhittable over his last 25 innings, and he will try to do the same against a Salem Red Sox team who he already earned a win against in early May. Tim, how does a hitter mindset potentially change when you see a pitcher for the second time?
I think it's just all about getting in good counts, you know, not going down 0-2, 1-2, staying in it, just having good ABs, and, you know, you might get to them and string a few hits together and get going.
So that's the starter for the Charleston River Dogs. On the Salem Red Sox side of things, it will be the 21-year-old out of Oregon, the University of Portland product, Joey Gartrell, who will make his 4th start of the season with the Salem Red Sox. Gartrell, a shaky start 2 weeks ago at Augusta, was the losing pitcher, allowing 5 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. The good news for Joey, however, this is Joey's first start in the post-All-Star break side of things, so Gartrell has been well-rested over the last 11 days, and I got to assume, Tim, that helps the pitcher's mentality when you can rest up for 11 straight days.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, rest is huge, you know, especially in baseball, so any days off really, you know, helps the pitcher.
So those are our starting pitchers. It's Joey Gartrell and Jose Urbina. And the big storyline, Tim, coming into tonight's ball game, we've got a new player here in Salem wearing the number 41 jersey out of Miami, Florida. It's D'Angelo Ortiz. Some that might just be a name, but if you don't know, the son of Major League Baseball Hall of Famer David Ortiz begins his single-A career here tonight. It's always exciting when baby Poppy will take the field here at Carilion Clinic Fields.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a Red Sox fan myself, so just seeing this guy come here, it's super exciting. Hopefully it brings a lot of fans to the ballpark. You know, I can't wait.
And we got to talk David Ortiz for a second. Obviously, growing up a Red Sox fan, what was the impact that David Ortiz made on this Boston franchise?
Oh, it's huge. You know, he's arguably one of the greatest Red Sox of all time. So his impact is, you know, it's felt all throughout Boston, and it continues to be felt all throughout Boston.
D'Angelo, the 19th round draft pick by Boston a year ago. And, you know, you might think he just has the name recognition, but he proved it in the Florida Complex League, batting .273, second on the team with 42 hits, second on the team with 18 RBI. So he had a good start down in the rookie ball level in Fort Myers, and he will try to continue that success for the Salem Red Sox in his single-A debut here tonight. We'll look around the Carolina League as first pitch is coming up in about 8 minutes or so. In the North Division, the Mudcats pace the way at 17-7. Tim, it feels like Carolina has been atop the standings for what feels like the entire year so far.
Yeah, you know, they've been playing great, you know, trying to keep it rolling. I'm new to this whole single-A thing where, you know, the second half team, you know, goes to the playoffs or the first half team. So it's cool to see that, you know, two teams get a shot to, you know, each half get to move on. So
that's
cool.
It's interesting to bring up the half system. So Lynchburg, who won the first half in the North Division, they're 10-15 in the second half.
Yeah.
They're in fourth place in the North Division. But I think a better representation is the Columbia Fireflies. They won the South Division first half.
Yep.
They are 7-18 in the second half, dead last in the South Division. So it's an interesting system for sure. But for the other five teams, it kind of gives you a rebirth in a way, the sense that the records reset halfway through the season.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird in the sense that the incentive kind of goes away a little bit, maybe. You know, for teams that finish first, you know, the second half becomes a little bit, you know, less impactful. But it's cool that other teams, you know, can get a chance, wipe the slate clean, you know, and go to the playoffs.
So there's 10 teams fighting for the 2 playoff spots. Again, the Mudcats in first place in the North Division. 2 games back of them is the Fredericksburg Nationals at 14-10, the Washington Nationals single-A affiliate. Fayetteville in third place at 12-13, a team that the Red Sox just took a series against this weekend. They're 5.5 games back. Lynchburg in fourth, 7.5 games back. The Salem Red Sox in fifth place, they're 8 games back. And the Delmarva Shorebirds rounding things out in the North Division, 10 games back. Over in the South, Myrtle Beach leads the way at 19-6. Talking about first and second half, a team that finished dead last in the South Division. The first half, they're in first place in the second half. Hickory in second place at 17-9. These Charleston River Dogs in third place, 4.5 games back. Augusta in fourth place, Kannapolis in fifth, and the Columbia Fireflies rounding things out in sixth place. Well, we'll give you your starting lineups here on this Thursday night. Pull out a scorecard, pull out a pencil, and we'll walk you through the starters for these two ball clubs. We start with the visitors from Charleston, the River Dogs at 49-41. It's the first time this season the River Dogs are 8 games above .500, so they're playing their best baseball right now. They're 14-10 in the second half. Theo Gillen bats in the leadoff spot, the left-hand swinging designated hitter. Tim, he has played in 61 games this season. He has reached base in 60 of those 61. For a non-baseball fan, how tough is that to do, to reach in all but one game?
Yeah, I mean, it's super hard.
That's all you need to say right there. It's a huge accomplishment for Gillen, the number 2 prospect in the Rays organization. Again, bats atop the lineup. Narciso Polanco, the second baseman, bats in the 2-hole, the left-hand swinging second baseman, and his team leading 82nd game of the campaign. Angel Mateo, the center fielder, bats third, team's leader in hits, batting average, home runs, and RBI. Also leads the Carolina League with 60 RBI. He bats in the 3 spot. Ryan McCoy bats cleanup, the right fielder. Larry Martinez after him in the 5-hole, the first baseman. Career-high 4 RBIs on Tuesday for Larry. He bats in the lineup in the 5-hole. Ricardo Gonzalez, the shortstop, bats 6th, with Jeter Garcia on a 10-game on-base streak, the catcher in the 7-hole. Jose Monzon, the left-hand swinging third baseman, bats eighth, and Xavier Gullen, the left fielder, bats in the ninth hole. So again, the starting lineup for Charleston goes Gillen, Polanco, Mateo, McCoy, Martinez, Gonzalez, Garcia, Monzon, and Gillen. The starting lineup for your Salem Red Sox, penciled in by first-year skipper Ozzie Chavez. The Red Sox are 36-54, 10-16 in the second half. Justin Gonzalez, the number 14 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, bats first. The designated hitter is on a six-game hit streak. A guy that's been on fire over the last 3 weeks was named the Carolina League Player of the Week 2 weeks ago. Yoelan Cespedes, the second baseman, number 7 prospect in the Red Sox organization, bats in the two-hole. Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder from the left side, bats third, a 7-game hitting streak for Uten. He plays in his 69th game of the season. So again, the top third goes Gonzalez, Cespedes, and Uten. Frederick Jimenez, the first baseman, bats clean up the switch hitter, with Endiaz Okar batting fifth in center. Cleaver Salazar, the catcher on a 12-game on-base streak, bats sixth. So the middle third goes Jimenez, Azokar, and Salazar. Then in the bottom third, we start with the third baseman, wearing the number 41, D'Angelo Ortiz, in his single-A debut. He bats seventh. Yosander Asensio, the left fielder on a 5-game on-base streak, the switch hitter, bats eighth and plays left field. And rounding things out, batting ninth, it is the shortstop, Framy De Leon. Joey Gartrell, the starting pitcher for the Red Sox. Jose Urbina, the starting pitcher for the Charleston River Dogs. Beautiful day for some baseball, 86 degrees and sunny in the valley. You got wind, which pretty much, I guess you could say, feels somewhat present, blowing in from center field, 6-mile-per-hour wind. So it's going to be a pitcher-friendly day at the ballpark today.
Yeah, I mean, anything that pitchers can do, you know, to help them out, it's super important. I'm sure they're going to be liking that, so we'll see what happens.
Well, we're going to break for the national anthem here on MILB-TV and the free Bally Sports Live app. When we come back, first pitch between the Charleston River Dogs and the Salem Red Sox in Game 3 of this 6-game set. Stay with us. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
The homestand continues as the Salem Red Sox welcome in the Charleston River Dogs starting on Tuesday for a 6-game series. Make sure to join us for Super Splash Day and a 12:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Outdoors night on Friday with specialty jerseys and the first 750 fans taking home their very own Jaron Duran outdoor bobblehead. And on Saturday, everyone's favorite pup, Bluey, makes an appearance at the ballpark. Bring the whole family out to Carilion Clinic Field for the back half of this 9-game homestand. Visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats. Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League. Plus, get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips. Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the field? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition.
Welcome back to Carilion Clinic Field. Just about ready to get going between the Salem Red Sox and the Charleston River Dogs. Theo Gillen digs into the left-handed batter's box, the designated hitter for the visitors from Charleston. Joey Gartrell winds and fires the first pitch. It's a called strike on the inner third, and we're underway at 6:36 p.m. Braden Shank joined alongside Tim Tremblay up here in the booth for Game 3 of this six-game set between the Salem Red Sox and the Charleston River Dogs. The 0-1 is spoiled foul off the screen behind home plate. 0-2 now for Joey Gartrell, who makes his fourth start of the season, a 2-3 record, a 6.92 ERA, and his 13 innings of work this season. The 0-2 pitch, Gillen watches the changeup miss outside, 1-2. And Tim, how important is it for the Red Sox to get off to a hot start here?
Oh, it's huge. You know, they've been going down early in a lot of games, you know, down 2-3 runs. So getting out in front, getting some runs is going to be really good for the ball club.
The 1-2 changeup misfires outside, now 2-2. Theo Gillen, 2-for-7 this week against the Salem Red Sox, a guy who's been so good all season long, still trying to find that hot stretch, if you will. He'd get on base, the 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, down chasing the 91-mile-per-hour heater upstairs. Joey Gartrell strikes out the leadoff man. The lineup for the River Dogs goes like this. Theo Gillen, the DH, bats first. Narciso Polanco, the second baseman, he's up now from the left-hand side. Angel Mateo, the center fielder, bats third. Ryan McCoy in the cleanup spot. Larry Martinez bats fifth. The first pitch, a fastball cold strike at the letters of Polanco, 0-1. Ricardo Gonzalez bats sixth with Jeter Garcia in the 7-hole. Jose Monzon bats eighth, and Xavier Gullen bats ninth. The 0-1, a fastball misfires high and away, 1-1 now. River Dogs out in the visiting gray jerseys with the blue numbers, the yellow outline. Reads Charleston arced across the chest in the blue lettering. The 1-1. A fastball misses up and away. 2-1. Charleston with the blue caps with the yellow brim. The River Dog on the brim. The Beermongers. The Salem Red Sox playing as the Salem Beermongers on this Thursday night. The 2-1. A breaking ball runs high. 3-1. Red Sox out in the Beermonger blue jerseys. Navy blue sleeves. Reads Beermongers across the chest in the red lettering. Red numbers on the back. The Beermonger emblem on the front of the cap. The 3-1 pitch, a fastball called strike at the letters. Polanco thought that was ball four, Tim.
I don't know what he's saying. That was in there.
So Polanco will have to come back in after Nicholas Sexton calls the strike. It's now full on the River Dog two-hole hitter. Gartrell toes the rubber from the third base side. The Red Sox in the white pants with the blue belts. Gartrell, long pause, gets the side from Claver Salazar and whips home the 3-2. It's a changeup, cold strike three on the outer third. Back-to-back K's for Joey, and there's two gone in the top of the first. That strikeout is brought to you by State Farm insurance agent Brent Hershey. Don't strike out when it comes to your insurance needs. Contact Brent Hershey today at 540-772-0011 or get a quote by visiting BrentHersheyRoanoke.com. First pitch, a fastball missing on the inner third to Angel Mateo. And Tim, Mateo has been one of the hottest hitters in the Carolina League this year. 60 RBIs, 89 hits thus far. The 1-0 is a fastball that runs high above the hands, 2-0. What does Gartrell need to do to sit down Mateo here?
Just got to, you know, get his breaking stuff going, you know, locate it well, not give him anything over the middle of the plate, and he'll have success.
The 2-0, Mateo watches the changeup run inside, 3-0. Angels 4-for-10 this week against the Salem Red Sox. Put together a good ball game last night in Game 2 of this series. Hands above his head. He watches the 3-0 pitch. Swung on and lined in a left field past a leaping De Leon. And Angel Mateo has his team-leading 90th hit of the season. just past the reach of Framey over at shorts, and there's some two-out magic for Charleston as the inning extends to Ryan McCoy. The defensive alignment for the Salem Beermongers. Asensio plays left, as Okar in center with Uten in right field. D'Angelo Ortiz plays third base, De Leon the shortstop, Cespedes at second, Jimenez at first. First pitch is swing and a miss for Ryan McCoy. He falls behind 0-1. Cleaver Salazar does the catching, Joey Gartrell, the starting pitcher. No score, top of the first, two gone for Ryan McCoy. The 0-1, a swing and a foul ball, 0-2. And Tim, Ryan McCoy, a guy who had his contract purchased on Monday out of the New York Penn League, out of the Frontier League in the New York Boulders. How cool of an experience do you think that is for a guy going from indie ball to affiliated ball?
Oh, that's great. You know, I'm sure he's really looking forward to it. I'm sure he'll have a great time. You know, first game, a little bit of nerves, but, you know, I'm sure he'll do well.
The 0-2 fastball misfires. Good news for McCoy. He's played this week, played Tuesday and Wednesday, the third game. It's still the first series on the road.
Yeah.
Not a friendly place to start your career here at Carilion Clinic Field. The 1-2, it's a called strike three down Broadway. Got him looking on the 83-mile-per-hour changeup. And Joey Gartrell gets out of the top of the first, facing just four batters. River Dogs, no runs off one hit. They leave a man aboard thanks to three strikeouts for Joey Gartrell. Sucks come to bat when we return on MILB TV.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Zero posted in the top of the first for the Charleston River Dogs, and now Salem will come to bat against Jose Urbina. The starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox goes like this. Justin Gonzalez bats first. Yolan Cespedes in the two-hole, the second baseman, with Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder, batting third. Frederick Jimenez, the first baseman, bats cleanup, and Diaz Okor, the center fielder, bats fifth. Cleaver Salazar, the catcher, bats sixth, with D'Angelo Ortiz, the third baseman, in the seven-hole. Yosander Asensio, the left fielder, goes eighth, and Framey De Leon, the shortstop, bats ninth. Red Sox will fare off against Jose Urbina, the 19-year-old out of Caracas, Venezuela, who makes his 15th start of the season. For Urbina, it's a 6-1 record with a 1.73 ERA. Urbina's thrown in 73 innings this year and has not allowed an earned run over his last 25 innings. It has been four straight shutout starts for the Caracas native, and he will look to continue that and lower that ERA, which is already at a remarkable pace. But Urbina will try to get this River Dog team to 9 games above 500 for the first time this season. Righty on righty, we start with Justin Gonzalez. First pitch home, Gonzalez swings and lines this one, a flare shot in a shallow left, and it drops for a base hit. Justin Gonzalez leading off the frame with his 57th hit of the season, and he's on a 7-game hit streak now. Runner on first for Yoelan Cespedes. Those tuning in on WZBJ24 got to see the playing catch interview we did with Yoelan. Such an interesting guy coming from Azua, Dominican Republic, the number 7 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Really nice guy off the field. First pitch swinging, he clobbers this one in the left field, and he just got in front of that 96-mile-per-hour heater, 0-1. Well, it had the distance, Tim.
Yeah, he hits the ball hard, and it goes far when he connects.
And that's something Cespedes talked about, is just getting a nice level swing, focusing on the fundamentals. He's got so much pop on that bat. He's getting back to that pure form in the batter's box. The 0-1, he watches the fastball miss high and away, 1-1. Man, some pure heat coming from Jose Urbina. 96 the previous pitch, 98 that pitch. Hitter's got to start early. Runner on first, no score, bottom of the first. Urbina from the first base side of the rubber. He winds and fires the 1-1, swing and a miss. 87-mile-per-hour changeup got Cespedes failing, 1-2. Just a three-pitch mix for Urbina. A four-seam fastball, a changeup, and a slider. But he utilizes them quite well. From the chest, Urbina whips home the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Cespedes comes up empty on that 87-mile-per-hour changeup low. It's out number one here in the bottom of the first. Gives way to Nathaniel Uten, who will swing it from the left-hand side. The 264 hitter for the Red Sox, who's coming off of his best month of the season in June. Hit 306 in June, which tied for his best month of his single-A career. First a pickoff attempt to first. Gonzalez back in, head first. But that's always good for momentum, Tim, when you come off of a great month and then you hit July, back half of the season, still swinging a hot stick.
Yeah, I mean, I look at Justin Gonzalez. He's been a guy who's been red hot. He just continues to hit the ball.
First pitch swing, he popped foul down the left field line above the Roanoke Times Pavilion. It's interesting to bring up a guy in Justin Gonzalez. He won the Carolina League Player of the Week 3 weeks ago against his with a series against the Lynchburg Hillcats from July 1st to 6th. He went 8 for 20, a .400 average against the Hillcats, which is always a Player of the Week level talent. The 0-1 swung on and grounded over to the pitcher, Urbina. On the hit and run, he fires to first, and he gets just Uten out, but Gonzalez advances to second. Thoughts on the hit and run in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you can execute it and try to do it, it works out. You know, get out of the double play. You know, it's always a plus when that happens.
So Uten gives himself up. Justin Gonzalez advances to second base, and there's two gone for Frederick Jimenez. The switch hitter, first baseman, will swing it from the left-hand side. Two gone against Jose Urbina. No score, bottom of the first. Salem and Charleston. First pitch home, and Frederick swings and grounds a foul on the first baseline. And as we've talked about so far in this broadcast, it's important for the Red Sox to score the first run of this ball game. The Sox are 26-17 this year when they score first, 10-37 when the opposition scores first. So it's kind of been the MO for the Red Sox, get going early and pace the game. So our Michael Franzese key to the game for the Red Sox, the Salem Red Sox have to score first in this game, run the pace of this game early on. No balls in a strike, Urbina pauses and delivers the 0-1. Frederick swings and fouls it off the leg guard of Gus Garcia behind the dish, 0-2. Michael Franzese and his team of agents and investors, brokered by eXp Realty, have the cash flow experience and knowledge of the Roanoke market to guide you to your next income property. Connect with them at RoanokeValleyPropertyInvestors.com. Again, the URL is RoanokeValleyPropertyInvestors.com. We thank Michael Franzese and his team of agents and investors, brokered by eXp Realty, for partnering with Salem this season, bringing you the keys to the game here from Carilion Clinic Field. Time called, and Garcia will talk things over to Urbina. What do you think was said in that meeting of the minds today?
I don't know, probably just trying to get a good 0-2 pitch here, you know, put him away, end the inning. You know, his stuff is really good, so we'll see what he does here.
Carolina League's leader in ERA comes set at the belts. Leg kick in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. 98-mile-per-hour fastball, and Jose Urbina gets out of the first inning. Four hitters come to bat. No runs off a hit. They leave a man on board. We've played an inning. No score between Charleston and Salem. Game three of this six-game set.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem. Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
We keep rolling from Salem. Top of the second between the Red Sox, playing as their alternate identities, the Salem Beer Mongers tonight, and the visiting Charleston River Dogs. No score. Lineup goes 5-6-7 for Charleston. Larry Martinez, Ricardo Gonzalez, and Jeter Garcia against Joey Gartrell, who struck out three batters in that first inning. Tim, he has looked good so far in this ballgame.
Yeah, he's looked great. Three straight strikeouts. You know, that's every pitcher's dream.
First pitch swinging, grounded to De Leon, slides to his left, gets up, fires to first. Jimenez has it, and it's out number one. Framey showing off the gold glove at short, and it's out number one.
Love a good web gem early.
Especially as a pitcher, that's got to get you fired up when your defense is willing to put the body on the line to make a play.
Absolutely.
So one gone for Ricardo Gonzalez after Framey De Leon shows off the leather. And now we go righty on lefty to the switch-hitting shortstop. First pitch, a fastball misfires high and away, 1-0. For Gartrell, he's trying to find some consistency at home this year in three starts at Carilion Clinic Fields. A 6.75 ERA, 1-2 in those three games. The 1-0, a slider runs in, dancing at the left-handed batter's box is Gonzalez, 2-0. Obviously, you played, Tim. Do players have preferences playing at home versus on the road?
Yeah, I think it definitely matters, especially, you know, at home when the crowd's backing you. You know, that's a big part of it. Or, you know, just being more comfortable, having a routine, that sort of thing.
The 2-0 swung on a pop foul behind home plate. Where I'm going with this, the Red Sox have missed a 9-game homestand. They played three this weekend against Fayetteville, six against Charleston. It doesn't often happen that the Red Sox get back-to-back series like that, but you're saying it works in their advantage.
Yeah.
The 2-1, a fastball. Misses on the inner third, 3-1. And a Charleston team on the counter to that is playing a 9-game road series. They went to Hickory this past weekend. They play 6 against Salem. So two trips that are somewhat close, but not exactly close. The 3-1 is lined over to Cespedes. He drops to a knee and makes the catch. Back-to-back good plays by Cespedes and De Leon. How about the Red Sox defense putting up two outs in this top of the second? So there's two gone for Jeter Garcia, the right-hand swinging catcher on a 10-game on-base streak, 5-game hitting streak. First pitch from Gartrell is a slider that drops below the knees, 1-0. Garcia, one of three catchers on this Charleston roster. Nathan Flewelling has done the catching the last 2 days. The 1-0, a fastball that's a called strike on the outer third. But Flewelling gets the day off today, and Garcia will do the catching. Larry Martinez also listed as a catcher. He mainly plays first base for Charleston. The 1-1 swung on and a slow roller to the shortstop, De Leon. He charges, fires to first, and Jimenez has a chest high for out number three. A 1-2-3 frame for Joey Gartrell. We've played an inning and a half. No score between the River Dogs and the Salem Red Sox. Bottom of the second, we head.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long. Bottom of the second here in Salem. No score between the River Dogs and the Red Sox as Salem goes 5-6-7. Indiazo Carr, Claver Salazar, and D'Angelo Ortiz, the son of MLB Hall of Famer David Ortiz, due up in the hole to make his single-A debut. Britton Shank joined alongside the Salem Red Sox Assistant of Business Operations Tim Tremblay. Tim, once again, appreciate you hopping on here. An inning and a half into this game here. What have you made so far the first 9 outs?
Pretty quick, a lot of good defense. We saw Cespedes, you know, making a couple good plays early, so that's good to see.
So as Okar will swing it from the right-hand side, Jose Urbina in the top of the first faced four batters, allowed a leadoff single to Justin Gonzalez before sitting down the next three. Righty on righty brings the first pitch home. It's a fastball called strike on the outer third, 0-1. And how about this for a stat? Jose Urbina has thrown 11 pitches in this game, 10 of which for strikes.
He's efficient. You know, that's exactly what you want to see. You know, he's locating well. You know, he's getting guys, you know, questioning up there what's going on. So we'll see what he keeps doing.
He'll want a slider on the outer third, now 0-2. Urbina, a deep breath, leg kick and the 0-2 to Azokar. Fastball misses high at 99 miles per hour. Pure velocity off the right arm of Jose Urbina. A ball and two strikes from the first base side of the rubber. He whips the pitch home. Fastball missing at the eye level, 96. He's consistently in the high 90s with that fastball.
Yeah, that's something you don't really see down here in single A. I mean, a lot. It's good to see. I mean, I don't know what your experience has been with, you know, guys throwing, you know, 96 or above, you know.
The 2-2 is swung on and lined into center field. Mateo racing back, and it will get over his head. He leaps up, watches it roll to the base of the wall. As Okar on his way to second, he loses the helmet. He's chugging for third. The relay will skip away from Gonzalez. Sliding in head first to third base is Andy Azokar, and it's a leadoff triple for the center fielder. Well, that's what they teach you. When the pitcher throws hard, just make contact and it will go far. And Andy Azokar, dead center over Mateo's head. And he's got his 29th hit of the season.
Just as I was hyping him up, too.
And he's got some speed to him. He was thinking three as soon as he saw that ball get over Mateo's head. And the runner and the Sox have a runner in scoring position for Claver Salazar. Salazar, the right-hand swinging catcher out of Barcelona, Venezuela. Infield plays in. First pitch, a fastball missing high 100 miles per hour for Jose Urbina. And to answer your question, Tim, Brandon Clark of the Salem Red Sox is the only player I have seen hit 100 miles per hour this season. It's rare to see a single
player. Yeah, that's rare company.
A ball and no strikes. The righty-on-righty first or second pitch, a slider called strike. It's 1-1. And Brandon had a very brief stint with the Red Sox this year before getting called up to the Greenville Drive, and it's for good reason. When you're throwing 100 in your first career games, the Red Sox organization is going to take notice. A ball and a strike. Urbina's deal. Salazar swings and clubs this one into right field over to McCoy. Will one hop into right field. In the score is Andy Azokar. Claver Salazar extends his on-base streak to 13 games as he delivers an RBI single to give the Salem Fearmongers a 1-0 lead.
There you go. There's your key to the game.
Got to score that first run. Claver Salazar does it. And now here is D'Angelo Ortiz, the 21-year-old out of Miami, Florida, drafted in the 19th round of last year's Major League Baseball drafts. Son of Big Poppy, righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch, Ortiz watches a fastball miss above the letters. It's 1-0. Very decorated player at the Miami Dade Community College. And had a great start to his pro career. First a pickoff attempt to first and safely is Claver Salazar. With the Florida Complex League Red Sox, hit 273 with 42 hits and 18 RBI. Led the team with that 273 average. The 1-0 is a changeup called strike. Or rather, I beg your pardon, led the team of the Futures Collegiate Baseball team he played for last year, the Brockton Rocks. Eerily similar to the Boston Red Sox, but nonetheless the best player on Brockton a year ago. A ball and a strike. The pitch home, he swings and lines it foul off the netting, 1-2. And how about this, Tim? You got the Brockton Rocks. You had D'Angelo Ortiz playing for him. You also had the sons of Manny Ramirez, Pedro Martinez, Kevin Folk, and Gary Sheffield all on that Brockton Rocks team.
Yeah, that's just absolutely stacked. I know a lot of people, at least, you know, around the Boston area, went to those games, you know, just to see those guys. So that was cool.
A ball and two strikes. Urbina from the belts. Leg kick and the pitch home. Ortiz swings and misses on the changeup. He's down for out number one. So D'Angelo Ortiz struck out in his single-A baseball debut at-bat. And there's one gone for Yosander Asensio. Also, how do you think, Tim, for the adjustment is going from the rookie ball levels to the single A ranks coming up from Fort Myers here to Salem? What do you think the adjustment's like?
It's probably a little bit of a big adjustment. I know the pitching is probably going to be a little bit better. So, you know, it's just having good at-bats, you know, stringing a few hits together, getting your confidence going, and you know, I'm sure he'll get things going.
Pickoff attempt to first, plunging in head first is Salazar. It's the first time that Urbina has stepped off in this plate appearance against Asensio. San Cristobal, Dominican Republic native, watches the first pitch, a fastball miss above the letters. It starts 1-0. Red Sox lead 1-0, bottom of the second, thanks to a Cleaver Salazar RBI single two batters ago. Salem trying to take their first game of this six-game set against Charleston. They trail 2-0. The 1-0, a swing and a miss from Asensio. Comes up empty on that 94-mile-per-hour heater. It's 1-1. And we got to, I guess, celebrate it, Tim. That is the first earned run that Jose Urbina has allowed since the 14th of June. And the Salem Red Sox can say that they broke the streak.
That's great. Love to see that.
The 1-1 pitch. Asensio swings and pops this one up foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2. Now, granted, over his last 31 1/3 innings pitch, he's only allowed 2 earned runs. And over his last 26 1/3, just the 1 earned run. So it's still a huge sample size that he's been really good over. But the Red Sox can claim that they broke the scoreless streak of Jose Urbina. The 1-2 pitch home. It's a breaking ball missing in the dirt. 2-2 to Yosander. A guy who hits very well with the bases empty, believe it or not. 16 of his 28 hits coming with the bases empty. But he also likes to hit with runners in scoring position. The 2-2 swung on and popped in the air down the third base line. This one will see the blue seats. It's 2-2, which is kind of a weird split to see a guy that's so good with the bases empty, but also good with guys in runners in scoring position situations. This is the one situation that's a little funky, just a runner on first. That's kind of the gray area between the two.
Yeah, I mean, some guys, it's just preference. I mean, they hit well with, you know, bases empty, bases loaded. You know, it's all in routine and how well they do.
The 2-2 is a fastball missing high. Count now runs full. A 99-mile-per-hour heater from Urbina. Now the count is full. 1-0 Salem leads. Bottom of the second. One guy. Righty on lefty matchup. Asensio trying to work back after trailing 1-2 in the count. He gets out of the way of an 86-mile-per-hour changeup inside. It's ball number four. Kind of dance up there to avoid getting hit. So the Red Sox have runners on first and second, and it's the first walk for the Salem Beer Mongers, and it's brought to you by New River Electrical. Since 1953, New River Electrical has been the trusted electrical contractor for coast-to-coast electrical construction, utility upgrades, installation, transmission, and distribution. Time called, and the pitching coach for the Charleston River Dogs will come out. It's Levy Romero. Second mound visit used by the River Dogs. And Tim, I'm going to put you on the spot once again here. Giving up an earned run, runners on first and second here, what does Urbina need to do to settle back into this inning?
I think just do what he was doing in the first inning. Throw strikes, you know. If guys are hitting it, let the defense make plays behind them. You know, just, you know, trust in your guys.
So the home plate umpire, Nicholas Saxton, will come and break up the meeting. The second mound visit used by the River Dogs. We're in the bottom of the second, the Salem Beer Mongers, as they play on the Thursday nights as their alternate identity. They lead 1-0 over Charleston. Runners on first and second, one gone for Framie De Leon, the 20-year-old out of Santiago, Dominican Republic. 2-for-8 in the series so far, a 2-0-4 hitter with runners in scoring position. First pitch, righty on righty. Framie swings in, pops this one foul down the left field line in front of that 87-mile-per-hour changeup. I think it was safe to say he was thinking fastball on that one.
Yeah.
The guy that throws high 90s in Urbina. Red Sox have been trying to catch up to it, and it looked good so far in doing that. Fire back into second, plunging in head first is Justin Gonzalez. Kind of an interesting pickoff attempt there. Polanco wasn't necessarily holding on. Salazar on second was kind of playing his normal shifted position.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you know, have the play on, you know, where the catcher drops the glove, that type of thing. You know, maybe not there, but you know, it's cool to see the second base pickoff. I like those.
You'll want to swing and a miss, 0-2 to Framie. The other point I've brought up, at least in recent games, so with the new Major League Baseball rules, 2 step-offs per at-bat. Do you think that leads to more catchers kind of on the back picks because that doesn't count as one of the 2 step-offs?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't really think about it that way, but yeah, that could definitely.
No balls and 2 strikes. Urbina from the chest. dispatches the 0-2. De Leon lunges out of the way of an 88-mile-per-hour changeup. Both runners break for second. Ball gets away from Garcia. The throw from third gets into left field. Under the glove of Monzon. In the score is Salazar. Out of the way of an 88-mile-per-hour changeup. Both runners break for second. Ball gets away from Garcia. The throw from third gets into left field. Under the glove of Monzon. In the score is Salazar. Bone hit in the first inning before Urbina settled in and retired the next three batters. Although it did extend his hitting streak to now seven games. A ball and two strikes. Here's the deal home. Gonzalez swings and clobbers this one into left field. Gullin chasing back, and he makes the catch on the run. Backpedaling just shy of the warning track, and the L7 is out number three. Red Sox struck for two off of two hits. They leave a man aboard. We've played two innings. It's the Beer Mongers two, and the Charleston Reds or the Charleston River Dogs nothing.
The homestand continues as the Salem Red Sox welcome in the Charleston River Dogs starting on Tuesday for a six-game series. Make sure to join us for Super Splash Day and a 12:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Outdoors night on Friday with specialty jerseys and the first 750 fans taking home their very own Jaron Duran outdoor bobblehead. And on Saturday, everyone's favorite pup, Bluey, makes an appearance at the ballpark. Bring the whole family out to Carilion Clinic Field for the back half of this nine-game homestand. Visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Now back to the ballpark with the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
Here we go, top of the third from Carilion Clinic Field. Joey Gartrell returns to the rubber. He's looked good through the first two innings. Gartrell has seen seven batters so far. He's retired six of the seven. The lone blemish, a single from Angel Mateo in the first inning. Red Sox lead 2-0 after putting up a two spot in the bottom of the second. And Monzon, Gullin, and Gillen will bat in the top of the third. Righty on lefty, first pitch home. It's a fastball called strike down Broadway, 0-1. And Tim, Joey Gartrell, it feels like he's been attacking batters early in the counts.
Yeah, it's good to see. I know, a guy with like 6-ish ERA, it's good to see him getting out in front, you know, getting a few outs.
The 0-1
seems to be moving good.
Swung on in line to the first baseman, Jimenez. He fields it out of the air for the L3, and that's out number one. But it's also interesting talking with Alex Reynolds the last 2 days about it. That was one thing he said he wanted to see more, was throwing strikes, strikeouts, and you know that could just be generic pitching coach speak, right? You know, we want to see this, but it really feels like this week the Red Sox have been attacking hitters much more consistently than they did in the first half. First pitch is swing and a miss to Xavier Gullin, the nine-hole hitter, left fielder. The 174 hitter for Charleston, the 0-1, he watches the fastball miss low and away. Salazar had to kind of do a full 180 behind the dish to keep it from going to the backstop. No, great, there's nobody on, so you could allow it to go to the backstop, but you love to see the catcher making the effort to keep in front of him.
Absolutely. Former catcher myself, love to see that.
Me as well.
Yeah.
A ball and a strike. The 1-1 pitch is a called strike on the Gullin bunt attempt. He was in even a little disbelief. He went back to home plate umpire Nicholas Saxton, put his hand up to see, like, oh, was that called? They're swinging. And he pointed to the batter and was like, you went around. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Joey Gartrell make it strikeout number four for the former Portland Pilot. And there's two gone in the top of the third. That strikeout is brought to you by State Farm insurance agent Brent Hershey. Don't strike out when it comes to your insurance needs. Contact Brent Hershey today at 540-772-0011 or get a quote by visiting BrentHersheyRoanoke.com. Two outs, first pitch to Theo Gillen, a fastball missing above the letters, 1-0. First time through the order, Joey Gartrell has sat down eight of the nine hitters, four of which have been strikeout victims. The 1-0, a fastball, this one eclipses the outer third, 1-1 now. Joey Gartrell making just his fourth start with the Salem Red Sox, his sixth start of his pro career. The 1-1, and this one plunks off the back of Gillen, a hit-by-pitch on the fastball. That's going to leave a mark. Gillen reaches for his 61st game of his 62. So the streak continues. The anomaly known as Theo Gillen continues as he's now got a 17-game on-base streak. Two out, man aboard, and it gives way to Narciso Polanco. Top of the third, Salem Beermongers with a 2-0 lead over the Charleston River Dogs. Polanco went down looking in the first inning, looking for better fortune against Joey Gartrell. First pitch home, a fastball misses high and away, 1-0. Infield shifts to the third base bag, where Tease plays where the shortstop De Leon would normally play. Framey playing parallel to the second base bag. A ball and no strikes. Gartrell from the belts fires home. It's a fastball missing high, 2-0. I got to ask you, Tim, the recent changes to Major League Baseball, specifically with the shift. You can't have more than two guys on a particular side of the base. So what are your thoughts on that change in the recent years?
I see why they did it. I mean, you have guys, you know, when there's three or four people on the infield on one side, it gets a little congested.
2-0 is clubbed down the right field line. This one drops for a base hit. Getting the windmill, here comes Gillen. The throw from Cespedes will be... Lou Salazar fields it, and he applies the tag! Cleaver Salazar fields it on a hop, falls on his back, and gets the tag on Gillen! That's out number three! My, oh my! The Salem Red Sox defense has been nothing short of spectacular. Take another look at it. Relay low. Salazar scoops it up. Applies the tag on the chest of Gillen as he falls on his back like he's going to bed. It's out number three. And the Sox post a 0 in the top of the third. Bottom of the third we head. Red Sox lead 2-0.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live. Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the field? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond.
Well, after Yoelin Cespedes throws the dime to home plate to gun out Theo Gillen, he leads off the bottom of the third. Red Sox lead 2-0. Lineup goes 2-3-4, Cespedes U10, and Frederick Jimenez. Yoelin, the number 7 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. The young second baseman out of Azua, Dominican Republic, just 19 years old. Righty on righty, first pitch from Urbina is a changeup that's a called strike at the knees. 0-1. Cespedes struck out swinging his first time up in the opening frame. He's showing off the glove for a couple plays already. The 0-1, it's a slider called strike on the outer third. It's 0-2. And that's the thing, Tim. A lot of these guys working on those two pillars of playing good defense, hitting the ball well, and Cespedes feels like he's been doing both all season long.
Yeah, you always look for, you know, five tool players, and, you know, as the scouts would say. But, you know, he's been doing great on both sides of the ball.
No balls, two strikes. Urbina winds and offers. A slider runs high and away. Powering slider, but unable to flirt with the outer third, 1-2. Infield shifts to the left side. A huge hole between the first baseman Martinez and the second baseman Polanco, who plays parallel to the second base bag. The 1-2, Cespedes swings and dribbles it foul behind home plate. Remains 1-2. Infield at normal depth. No shift from the outfielders. It feels like at a single A level, at least, a lot of shifts are being played. It feels like every batter, just to get these guys used to the Major League Baseball shifts. A ball and two strikes. Urbina gets the sign, works from the wind, and dispatches the 1-2. An excuse me swing bloops down the right field line. This one's curling and will drop for a base hit. Yoelen touches first. He's chugging for second. The throw from McCoy will be late, and Yoelen slides in safely to second. It's a leadoff double for Yoelen.
I don't know about you, Braden, but we've seen a lot of weird things happen in this game so far.
Yoelen Cespedes, that is the second time this homestand that has happened to the second baseman, where he doesn't mean to swing. He just wants to take a check swing on it, but instead he makes contact on it and bloops it down the right field line for a hit.
Hey, take what you can get, I guess.
Cespedes now on a six-game hitting streak thanks to that flare of a shot down the right field line. Just barely stayed in fair territory by a matter of feet. And now Nathaniel Uten swings it from the left-hand side. Righty on lefty, Uten gets out of the way of a powering fastball up and in. So chin music starts it at 1-0. Uten entered the homestand, ranked 12th in the Carolina League in the slugging percentage. A guy who just snapped a four-game RBI streak last night, the 1-0. He swings and flies this one in a deep right field. McCoy settles under it on the warning track, looks into the sun, and he makes the catch. Cespedes tags from second. The throw will be off to second base, and Cespedes in a third on the tag. So a long flyout off the bat of Nathaniel Uten, but he does his job and advances Yoelen 90 feet. And with one gone, the Sox have a runner on third for Frederick Jimenez. Sox lead 2-0, looking for more insurance, as the 20-year-old switch-hitting first baseman will swing it from the left side. Once again, the Charleston infield will play the grass. Red Sox trying to continue the hot ways on this Thirsty Thursday in the 5-4-0. First pitch, a changeup drops in there at the knees, 0-1. Frederick, a guy who struggled in the month of June, hitting just .175 in his 21 games in June. The 0-1, a fastball up and in, he lunges out of the way of it, 1-1. Although, since the calendar has flipped to the month of July, Jimenez is hitting .273. So far, the best month of his career. 9 hits entering this series with Charleston in the month of June. Over just 10 games in the month of July. The 1-1 pitch, Jimenez swings and pops this one up in the infield in foul territory down the third baseline. On the warning track, Garcia will look up, and this one hits into the second row of the seats. Man, as a catcher, you got to really feel that one. It looks like you have it off the bat and just trickles into the seats.
I feel like those were the most nerve-wracking plays, at least for a catcher. The ball's going up. You don't know where it is. Got to rip the mask off, you know.
And we've seen a lot of big plays this year from catchers sliding on the warning track, diving for it. They're not afraid to get dirty behind the dish and try to make the big catch. A ball and two strikes on Frederick. Trying to score Cespedes, who stands 90 feet away at third base. Infield plays in. One gone, bottom of the third. The 1-2 pitch to Frederick. He dances out of the way of a changeup inside, trickles to the right of Garcia. He pounces on it. No advancement from Cespedes. 2-2. That's the other thing as a catcher, is you got to be locked in with a runner on third base, because anything by you with the very long backstop we have here at Coeur d'Alene Clinic Field, you know Cespedes is bolting for home.
Yeah, you're getting no assist from this backstop.
The 2-ball, 2-strike counts. Urbina from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the pitch. Frederick swings and pops this one up. It will go above our heads on top of the press box. Remains 2-2. See, you would think with the angle we have here just offset down the third baseline, there'd be no chance of a foul ball coming in here, Tim, but there's been a lot of close calls this year.
I want to catch one while I'm up here. I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Well, the odds aren't great. The 2-2, Jimenez swings and pops this one up on the first baseline. It's in foul territory. The catcher, Garcia, throws the mask and makes the catch just outside the batter's circle. It's out number two. Well, Jimenez just lofted that one outside the batter's circle. Looked like it was going to go up the line a little bit more, but Jeter Garcia able to track it down for out number two. So Endiaz Okar will try to score Cespedes, who led the inning off with a double, advanced on the Nathaniel Uten flyout with one gone. A Sox team that historically this year has hit very well with runners in scoring position. The .257 RISP average, second best in the Carolina League. First pitch to Endy. He watches the fastball high, 1-0. And believe it or not, the Red Sox actually led single-A baseball for what felt like the entire month of June in the RISP department. But slowly falling off here as July has hit and the Sox dropping into the top five now. The 1-0, a fastball missing at the hands of Az Okar, 2-0. I think Jose might have broken our radar gun. There we go, 95. He's throwing so fast, the radar gun's even stuttering a little bit. 2 balls and no strikes. Urbina comes set at the chest. Leg kick and the 2-0. It's a fastball called strike on the outer third, 2-1. His ERA, I guess you could say, balloons up to a whopping 1.9 after the one earned run he's allowed in the second inning. Or the two earned runs he allowed in the second inning. The 2-1 pitch. As Okar watches a fastball called strike down Broadway. You got to go all the way back to May 31st for the last time Urbina allowed multiple earned runs in a game. His last six starts, he's allowed zero or one earned run. And we're just in the bottom of the third. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch home. As Okar watches the slider run low and away, and the count's now full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Red Sox trying to score another. As Okar looks into Jose Urbina, who gets the sign from Jeter Garcia. The payoff pitch. It's a slider that runs inside. It's ball number four. And Andy As Okar works a walk to put himself aboard with two gone. Count that was 2-0. Watched a battle between As Okar and Urbina. And now time called. Jeter Garcia will signal the first third play. As Cleaver Salazar will try to deliver a big base knock. An RBI single his first time up in the second inning. He gave the Sox that early 1-0 lead. And the Salem Beer Mongers trying to tack on another here in the bottom of the third. First a pickoff attempt to first base. Plunging in head first is As Okar. Tag late applied. He's safe. That's always a risky call, Tim. You got a runner on third base. The throw's got to be on the mark to first base.
Yeah, I've seen a couple errant pickoffs in the games that I've just watched here. So, yeah, it's definitely risky.
Runner takes off for second. The first pitch is swung on and popped up in a shallow right field. It's the second baseman, Polanco, who chases it into the grass, and he makes the catch out of his jurisdiction for out number three. We've played a third of our ball game. It's the Salem Beer Mongers 2 and the Charleston River Dogs 0. River Dogs come to bat when we return on MILB TV and streaming live on WZBJ 24.
Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at MILB.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy more, save more.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's head back out to the ballpark.
We've played a third of our ball game. The Salem Beer Mongers with a 2-0 lead over the Charleston River Dogs. The visitors will send up Mateo McCoy and Martinez in the 3-4-5 portion of the lineup. After Salem ended the top of the third with a miraculous play. A double from Narciso Polanco. Relay from Yuten to Cespedes. On its way home was Loda Cleaver Salazar. He scooped it up on a short hop, fell to his back, got the tag off Gillen for the third out to put up a zero in the top of the third and keep the shutout intact. Top of the fourth now, and Angel Mateo, single back in the first inning. He's 1-for-1. Team's big offensive power at the plate. Team's leader with 6 home runs at the dish, but a Charleston team that, believe it or not, in the home run department, they have gone 19 consecutive games without a home run. Longest streak in minor league baseball that's active. First pitch right in, righty to Mateo. He swings in, pops this foul down the first baseline. It sees the seats. So that's crazy to think about, Tim. The River Dogs have not homered in 19 games, but they have been playing some of their best baseball of the season over the last 3 weeks.
I think it shows you don't always need the home run. You know, string a few hits together, just like this.
The 0-1 is swung on and popped up to Asensio, and he makes the catch. Well, I think Mateo was hoping that would drop, hoping your point would have been true, but instead Yosander fields it to his left, a routine F7. So one gone for Ryan McCoy, the right fielder, went down looking in the first inning. For Ryan, it's been a tough week so far here in Salem. 2-for-11 with 7 strikeouts in this series. He swings at the first pitch and pops a foul down the left field line, hits off the roof of the Roanoke Times Pavilion. 0-1. But again, as we talked about, his first time up, still adjusting to single-A baseball, had his contract purchased Monday morning out of the New York Boulders, the 0-1. He swings and fouls it off the screen behind home plate, 0-2. But a guy that's still getting used to that single-A pitching. Righty-on-lefty matchup as Joey Gartrell toes the rubber from the third base side. Works from the wind and brings the 0-2 home. It's a fastball that misfires high, 1-2. Joey Gartrell has thrown just 44 pitches over 3 1/3. 4 strikeouts, surrendering just 2 hits. 1 to Polanco, 1 to Mateo. The 1-2 is a fastball missing low and away, 2-2. The bottom 6 hitters in this Charleston lineup are 0-for-6 against Joey Gartrell so far. The 2-2, swing and a miss. McCoy late on that changeup, and it's almost like a video game swing. The ball was in the catcher's glove
right there,
when McCoy took the swing. Nonetheless, strikeout number 5 for Joey Gartrell. It is a new career high for the 21-year-old at Gresham, Oregon, and there's 2 gone for Larry Martinez. Righty-on-righty matchup. Martinez 0-for-1. First pitch, and this one hits off the backside of Martinez. He slams the helmet in frustration, as he will. It looked like it got him on that back right forearm or back right elbow. He starts gripping that back right elbow, kind of flexes it. The athletic trainer will come out in the form of Kendall Kroll. And that was just a tough one. A fastball that plunks him right on that back right elbow.
Yeah, that's part of baseball I definitely do not miss.
Especially as a catcher, I feel like you take a lot of foul tips.
Yeah.
Especially the upper legs.
Yep.
So Martinez will get the okay sign from Kendall Kroll, and he will trot his way to first base. So Martinez hit by a pitch, and the River Dogs have a man aboard with 2 gone for Ricardo Gonzalez. Alex Reynolds will talk things over with Gartrell, the first-year pitching coach of the Salem Red Sox, former Babson College product. He was a catcher himself at Babson College. Now takes his talents to the other side of the battery, working with the pitchers. And I asked Alex about that. I'm like, how does that experience help you? Because it's such a unique experience, and you know, I think his exact response, he's like, you can look up my hitting stats. They weren't great. I always enjoyed the one-on-one connection of the battery, the pitcher, the fielder, the battles that those two face. And he really had a lot to say about that and how cool it's been for him to move to the pitching coach side of things. And the technology, I think, was the biggest thing. At least I took away from my conversation with Alex just how much the revolution that I guess you can say has been done in terms of developing these guys but utilizing the technology.
Yeah, I think.
First pitch swung on and popped into shallow left field. Asensio settles under it and makes the catch for out number 3. Charleston brings 4 hitters up to the dish. No runs off a hit by pitch. They leave a man aboard. And we head to the bottom of the 4th. Red Sox lead 2-0 over the visitors from Charleston. Baseball and post-game fireworks. A match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
Bottom of the fourth here from Salem. The Red Sox lead the Charleston River Dogs 2-0. And it's a special fourth inning here in Carilion Athletic Field because it's the Fishwick fourth inning. So get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial key time, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Lineup goes 7-8-9, D'Angelo Ortiz, Yosander Asensio, and Framy De Leon. A lot of eyeballs on this at-bat right here. Ortiz, the 21-year-old out of Miami, Florida, went down swinging his first time up. Righty on righty. First pitch, he swings and laces this one foul down the right field line. This one will go past the concourse all the way down into the parking lot. It's 0-1. Ortiz, the son of David Ortiz, Major League Baseball giant, played what feels like a long time in the pros. The 0-1 is swung on and dribbled foul down the third baseline, 0-2. But the official stat, 20 years in Major League Baseball, 14 of which with the Boston Red Sox. He won 3 World Series during his time in Boston. As you mentioned, Tim, a Boston Red Sox fan yourself, assume you grew up idolizing David Ortiz.
Yeah, I mean, I love Big Poppy. Another guy, Dustin Pedroia, he was another one of my favorites. But, yeah, those 4 World Series that he brought with us, you know, that's just... I couldn't ask for more, I guess.
The 0-2 of fastball misses high. Here's Baby Poppy, as some have called him. The 1-2. He watches the slider miss low and away, 2-2. You know, I think we had some conversations pregame about it. Is it Baby Poppy, Little Poppy? I feel like the Baby Poppy rigs off the tongue. Big Poppy, Baby Poppy?
Yeah, I think Baby Poppy. That has a nice ring to it.
The 2-2 pitch, it's a slider that runs low in the dirt, 3-2, and D'Angelo has the same hopes as his father. He wants to make his way through the gauntlet of minor league baseball and eventually one day end up at Fenway Park playing for the Boston Red Sox. The payoff pitch from Urbina, swing and a miss. Ortiz down late on that fastball, and Urbina has his 5th strikeout. Second time Ortiz has been fanned with the strikeout, and there's one gone for Yosander Asensio. But I just want to go back to, you talked about Dustin Pedroia a little bit, Tim, and, you know, the connection between David Ortiz and Dustin Pedroia. Have you seen the clip where Dustin Pedroia talked about the Pee-wee nickname?
No, I haven't seen
that. You haven't seen this. Righty on lefty to Asensio. The first pitch home is a fastball that misses low and away 1-0. So during, I think it was a Red Sox Hall of Fame induction, Dustin Pedroia told this story of how David Ortiz thought his name was Pee-wee. The 1-0 is a fastball missing low and away, 2-0. I guess somewhere along the lines, their first interactions, he called him Pee-wee, and Dustin, I guess, never corrected him because he's Big Poppy.
Yeah.
And the 2-0 pitch is swung on and lined past a leaping Monzone in the left field. Yosander pushes it the other way. And there's a one-out single for Yosander Asensio. But it was funny, though, because the way Dustin told the story, he's like, you've heard my name, Dustin Pedroia. Every time I come up, the stadium announcer's like, now batting, number 15, Dustin Pedroia. And David Ortiz was like, I thought your name was Pee-wee. So apparently he went to Dustin, and he's like, what is this Dustin stuff?
Maybe he just kept it as like a running gag, you know, for years, just keeping it going. I don't know.
You never know. At least it truly felt like a Saturday Night Live banter when Dustin Pedroia told this story, that he thought his second baseman's name was Pee-wee. Runner takes off for second. Fastball misses high. The throw down to second is late, and sliding in with a stolen base is Yosander Asensio. The 5th stolen base of the season for Yosander. And he's in scoring position for the second time tonight. It's the first stolen base for the Salem Red Sox, and it's brought to you by our good friends over at Gick Law. Kevin Gick and his team are a go-to when it comes to traffic and criminal defense in the Roanoke Valley and beyond. So just like a stolen base, when things go fast, you need a team that's quick and reliable. Contact Gick Law today. The 1-0 is a fastball missing high. DeLeon had to lunge his way out of it. He avoided swinging. The phone number for Gick Law is 703-772-7948. And the website is Gick Law Today. Again, if you need a team for traffic and criminal defense in the Roanoke Valley, Gick Law is the team for you. Time call, they will reset the pitch clock for Framie De Leon. Righty on righty affair. The 2-0 pitch. Framie swings and pops this one up behind the screen. And this one will hit off of a window or something, trickle on the concourse. 2-1. Red Sox lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth over the Charleston River Dogs, the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Charleston took the opener on Tuesday afternoon, game 12:05, and they took game two last night, looking to take a 3-0 lead in the series. The 2-1 pitch, Framie watches the fastball misfire high, 3-1. Jose Urbina back for his fourth inning of work. And Tim, we talked about it early on, a key for the Red Sox was they would need to work the count against Urbina. He's thrown 71 pitches through 3 1/3 so far.
Yeah, great job doing that. A lot of three ball counts. That's good.
Set at the belt. Says Urbina. He will step off and disengage. No throw to second, but it still counts as one of actually a second disengagement of the at-bats. Forgot it doesn't reset when the runner takes off for second. Just counts for each plate appearance. The 3-1 pitch. De Leon swings and misses. The fastball up and in. He comes up empty, 3-2. So again, if Urbina were to step off and try to pick off Yosander Asensio, he would need to get the out. If Asensio is safe, then it's a balk, and it would award Yosander third base. The count is full for Framie De Leon, the 9-hole hitter. 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the second inning. Urbina pinpoints the 3-2 pitch home. It's a fastball missing high. Leaping up to a full extension was Garcia to keep it in front of him. And a six-pitch walk puts runners on first and second for the top of the order. Runners on first and second now for Justin Gonzalez, the number 14 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Urbina this season has not necessarily been plagued with the walks. That right there is his third walk of the ball game. And you got to go all the way back to the 21st of June to find a ball game in which Urbina has walked at least two, yet alone three. First pitch, a breaking ball missing the dirt to Justin, 1-0. Time called, and Levy Romero will talk things over. It's felt like, Tim, Urbina has been competitive, has been right there in the strike zone, but just some of these free passes have been just close calls, it feels like.
Yeah, and part of baseball, you know, the mental game, too. Sometimes you start getting in your head, you throw more balls, you know, lead some more walks, and then it's tough to reel it in, you know. So could be some of that, you know, maybe he could be just missing a spot, who knows.
And it's also interesting, Urbina, 10 of his first 11, or would be 10 of his first 12 pitches were strikes. He only threw two balls for the first inning and a third.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, one at bat, one walk, and, you know, send the whole thing off, so.
Top or bottom of the fourth we are. Salem leads Charleston 2-0. There's a runner on second, which is Asensio. He had a one-out single and stole second base. Framie De Leon worked a six-pitch walk right before that mound visit. Put two men aboard for Justin Gonzalez, who's 1-for-2 on the night. Singled in the first inning, lined out in the second inning. A very tall 6'4 outfielder playing designated hitter tonight. The 1-0, Gonzalez swings in, pops this one up foul down the first baseline. 1-1. Justin Gonzalez, the native of Bonny Dominican Republic, one of 9 guys on this Salem Red Sox team from the DR. The most of any state, the most of any country. The DR. A ball and a strike. Like kick and the pitch home, swung on and grounded up the middle to the shortstop Gonzalez. Underhand toss to Polanco at second. The fire to first is in time. And the 6-4-3 twin killing double play gets Urbina out of the fourth untouched. We've played 4 innings. Salem leads 2-0 after they strand a man aboard. Top of the fifth, we head from Salem.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways. as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
New arm into the ballgame for the Salem Beer Mongers. It's the southpaw Nicholas De La Cruz, who appears in his 22nd game of the season. A 1-2 record, 7.23 ERA, and his 23 and a third innings pitched for Nicholas. He inherits a ballgame that Joey Gartrell goes the first four innings, allowing just two hits, no runs, with five strikeouts, a new career high for Joey. And he brings the ballgame to 2-0 Salem Beer Mongers, top of the fifth. Tim, before we close the book on Gartrell, what did you like from Joey so far tonight?
Got ahead in counts, you know, really attacked hitters. Got a lot of strikeouts. That was good to see. You know, it just felt like he was in control most of the night.
And for Nicholas De La Cruz, a guy who hasn't necessarily seen the length over his last five appearances, he has only gone more than an inning once, which came about a month ago against the Hickory Crawdads. What does De La Cruz need to do if he wants to go long in this ballgame?
I think similar approach, you know, not getting to many three-ball counts, start walking guys, you know, just getting ahead, putting them down, you know, letting the defense work behind them.
It's the bottom third of the lineup that faces De La Cruz. It goes Jeter Garcia, Jose Monzon, and Xavier Gullen against the southpaw Nicholas De La Cruz. From the windup, De La Cruz whips the first pitch home. It's a fastball called strike on the outer third, 0-1. The reliever throws a four-pitch mix of a fastball, a slider, a sweeper, and a cutter. As one could expect, better against the lefties than the righties this year. The 0-1, it's a sweeper that misses in the dirt, 1-1. A 240 average against the lefties, a 319 average against the righties. It's only allowed six hits against the left-handed bats, so that will be tested for the guy on deck against Jose Monzon. A ball and a strike. The leg kick and the pitch home. It's a fastball called strike on the outer third. 1-2 now. And I've been saying all season, Tim, I think De La Cruz's motion looks exactly like Aroldis Chapman.
Mm.
Kind of the high leg kick.
Yeah,
big, tall lefty.
Definitely.
6'4", 19 years old. The 1-2. Swung on and grounded up the middle. It's the second baseman, Cespedes Wright. Fall down to the knees, fires to first, and it skips above the glove of Jimenez. Breaking for second is Garcia as the ball trickles up the line. It was a tough play for Cespedes. Went sliding to his right, got up from his knees, and skipped it over the glove of Jimenez. So we'll see how they scored. It looks like they're going to give a single to Jeter Garcia. But then an error moves him to second. So it's a double whammy. So Garcia reaches on the single, advances to second on the E4. And gives way to Jose Monzon in the 8-hole. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. This is the situations that De La Cruz thrives on. First pitch, a fastball missing low and away, 1-0. 2-0 Salem leads, top of the fifth. Red Sox trying to win their first game of the six-game set. Over the Charleston River Dogs. The 1-0. It's a sweeper, runs in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Salazar. 2-0. So what was the highest level of baseball you had a chance to play, Tim?
I only went up to high school baseball, you know, never really made the leap from high school to college. You know, that a tough transition right there. You know, that's kind of where I think they weed out the players. And I wasn't great, but, you know, I contributed to my high school team, you could say.
There we go. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch from De La Cruz is a fastball missing the dirt, 3-0. You go to Bentley University right now, just outside Boston.
Yeah, 30 minutes outside.
So I got to ask, a lot of Red Sox fans up there at Bentley?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I always have student $9 tickets. I always try to get them, go to the games whenever I can. So
that's perfect. That's a perfect deal right there. I mean, 30 minutes outside Boston, hit up Fenway Park on a random night. And hey, what have you made of the Boston Red Sox so far this season?
I think going into the All-Star break, that 10-win streak was really, really good. Just got to keep it going. I know we have a tough schedule coming up. Dodgers, you know, we had the Phillies, the Cubs. So just kind of winning those series, I guess, would be helpful. Taking 2 out of 3.
4-pitch walk to Monzon puts runners on first and second. As we mentioned, you know, you played catcher in high school. I played catcher as a kid. What did you make of the two catchers' interference calls earlier this week against the Red Sox?
One of them wasn't even really, you know, the questionable catcher's interference where it was like,
it's just the Monday or the Tuesday one.
The one where it was like a check swing, like I understand that like it clipped the glove, but like I've never seen it on a check swing, so I feel like since you didn't complete the full swing, you know what I'm saying?
So the walk off on Monday and innings? Okay. And then about the one Tuesday night with
Tuesday,
the runner
broke
for
you
home.
Can't jump in front of the plate, yeah.
Well, I feel like it's always cool to get a perspective on those, and I can't recall the last time I've seen two catchers interference in that short of a span.
Yeah.
First pitch to Jose Monzon is a, rather it's Xavier Gullin. Monzon just walks. Gullin took a first pitch sweeper low and away, 1-0. Well, I will say it's been fun to watch the Boston Parent Club. Third place in the American League East right now, the 1-0. Gullin tries to lay down the bunt, but instead takes a sweeper high, 2-0. And it feels like they're right there in terms of the AL wildcard contention.
Yeah, I mean, they're in one of the toughest divisions of baseball. So, you know, got the Rays, Blue Jays, Yankees are all playing well. It's just, can we beat them out for the wildcard spots?
And, you know, obviously two affiliates of the American League East playing here today. The 2-0 is swing and a miss on the sweeper. Gullin sees the count move to 2-1. It didn't feel like the AL East started off particularly strong. The Blue Jays kind of slumped to start. The Orioles have been in last place all season long, but the Red Sox were kind of cool to get going. It felt like the Yankees were the only team to consistently play to this point, and even now they're slumping a little bit. The 2-1 is a sweeper that runs away, 3-1. How about Rafael Devers? Thoughts on the trade to San Francisco?
When it first happened, I was a little sad, but now as I'm seeing it develop, and now you know he's playing first base for him and kind of being more of a team guy like he wasn't with Boston, now I'm kind of seeing why the trade was done.
3-1, a sweeper called strike on the end of third to Gullin. Started walking out of the batter's box, but instead goes to 3-2. I got to ask, trade deadline approaching. What are you hoping for the Red Sox? You hoping for them to go out and get a big piece?
Yeah, starting pitcher, preferably, you know. I heard Joe Ryan rumors from the Twins, you know, maybe Sandy Alcantara on the Marlins. So
3-2, a fastball misses at the hands of Gullin, and it is a 6-pitch walk to load him full for Theo Gillen. Well, the trade deadline is always that cool part in the baseball season because you get to see who's serious about making the playoffs, who's kind of focusing their attention to next year and the years going forward as Alex Reynolds calls time, and we'll talk things over with Nicholas De La Cruz. But it really feels like after Devers goes to San Francisco, the Red Sox will be eyeing for that next big piece to end the back half of the season. Alex Reynolds, Clavier Salazar, Nicholas De La Cruz talking things over. How does De La Cruz have to settle back into this game and start finding the strike zone tension?
Just try to throw it over the plate. You know, if they hit it, they hit it. You know, I think giving up base runners with walks is just not the ideal situation. You know, just kind of let them go after it. Hit the ball.
So after Joey Gartrell went 4 innings and didn't allow a walk, he did hit 2 batsmen, but didn't allow a walk through the first 4 innings, Nicholas De La Cruz has walked back-to-back hitters to load him full with no outs for Theo Gillen, the leadoff man. He's 0-for-1 in this game, a hit-by-pitch and a strikeout. It's a 2-0-4 hitter with runners in scoring position, but he bats with the bases full and his team trailing 2-0. Red Sox lead, trying to keep this lead, but they got to get 3 outs first. Still no outs. Top of the 5th. Lefty on lefty affair. First pitch home. Gillen swings in, clubs this one into right field. Uten gets on his horse to his left in right field, makes the catch and fires it at second. And in the score is Jeter Garcia. Just looking out there into the sun. Uten had a tough time looking up for it. He ranged to his left and the right fielder made the catch, but all 3 runners tag up, so a sac fly for Theo Gillen. Makes it 2-1, still in favor of the Red Sox. 17th RBI of the season for Gillen against Charleston on the scoreboard. So one gone, and Narciso Polanco will swing it from the left-hand side. First pitch is a fastball missing the dirt. It's 1-0. River Dog team that has the sixth most runs in the Carolina League has felt like they have been on their game this week. 8 runs on Tuesday, 6 runs last night. The 1-0 swung on and grounded hard down the first baseline. It skips the top of the glove of Jimenez. Second baseman Cespedes on the first, and they got Polanco. Run does score, but that is an odd play. Jimenez tried the backhand, skipped over his glove. Cespedes got on his horse to keep the ball in the infield, kind of shoveled it over to Jimenez covering first, and they get the 3-4-3 ground out.
Yeah, I mean, good not giving up on that play. I mean, I thought he was on, but Cespedes backs it up, gets it in.
So nonetheless, the game is tied at 2 apiece. There's 2 gones for Angel Mateo. First pitch from De La Cruz is a fastball, 1-0. And you made the earlier point, it's been an interesting wonky ball game so far. Like, we've seen a lot of things through our first 4.5. But we are tied at 2 between Charleston and Salem. Lefty on righty. High set for De La Cruz, the 1-0. It's a sweeper called strike at the knees, 1-1. I mean, would you score that a 3-4-3, or would you just go a regular 4-3 on it?
Probably a regular 4-3, okay. Yeah.
Do you think it skipped over the glove of
the Yes. That's why I'm not an official scorer.
Yes. 1-1. Fastball, called strike on the outer third, 1-2. It's a very thankless job.
Yeah.
You know, I think you hear a lot of people criticizing, oh, error, hit, should have been this. Nobody thanks the official scorer for doing
Thank
the dirty
you,
work.
Official scorer.
Thank you. So they do. First baseman, Frederick Jimenez, 2-year-old and Cespedes back to Jimenez. So a 3-4-3, how you score it at home. Can't say I've seen that before. The 1-2, a sweeper misses high and away. Have you seen it before, Tim?
Don't believe so.
Nope. Well, it's always going to be an interesting one to write into the book. And there's 2 gone for Mateo. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the top of the 5th. Gullin dances off 3rd. The payoff pitch, rather the 2-2 pitch, is a fastball missing away. Now it will run full to the misfire fastball from Nicholas De La Cruz. Mateo is 1-for-2 in this ballgame. A single in the first inning, flew out in the 4th inning. League's leader with 60 RBI to his name this season. The payoff pitch is a fastball that misses up and away. A 7-pitch walk to put runners on the corners for Ryan McCoy. So McCoy, the newest member of the Charleston River Dogs, has a huge opportunity here in the 5th. 2 runs have already scored. Runners on 1st and 3rd. 2 gone for a guy that is 2-for-12 this week with 8 strikeouts. He's 0-for-2 with 2 Ks here tonight. Trying to avoid the triple crown. Lefty on lefty. High set for De La Cruz. Pitch home is swung on and popped. Towering high fly ball in the right field. Utent chases it over to the foul line, settles under it, and makes the catch head high for out number 3. Well, the River Dogs score 2 runs off of just 1 hit. They leave 2 men aboard. We go to the bottom of the 5th. Back half when we come back. Deadlocked at 2 apiece between Charleston and Salem.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Bottom of the 5th, we keep on rolling from Salem. The Red Sox and the Beer Mongers tied at 2 apiece. Those are the standings. And Tim, the 2 things that stick out to me. Carolina has won 6 straight. Myrtle Beach have won 5 straight. How are teams supposed to make up games when the top of the division just will not lose?
I guess you got to go on a win streak of your own. You know, you got to string together 5-6 games. You know, try to claw back in.
The Mudcats, a team that led what felt like the entire first half, got swept by Lynchburg the last week of the season, and as a result, the Hillcats won the first half. That's got to be tough for Carolina to lead for 95% of the first half and then lose one series and lose the first half because of it.
Yeah, that's baseball for you.
Baseball indeed. Bottom of the fifth, we had Yoel Encespedes, Nathaniel Uten, Frederick Jimenez. 2-3-4 portion. The first pitch swinging, lined in the center field. Mateo chases it into the gap, and he makes the catch, looking into the sun for out number one. Cespedes put a good piece of contact on it, but there's one gone for Nathaniel Uten. Uten, the left-hand swinging right fielder. He's 0-2 in the game, trying to extend his 17 hit streak. It's all lanky, left-handed bat. Crouches into his stance, righty on lefty. First pitch from Urbina. A fastball runs up and in, 1-0. Uten, a guy who has a very smooth swing to him, it feels like. Nice level. Feels like he's always in the gap. 2 walk-offs this year. Swing and a miss on the fastball low and away. Now moves the count to a ball and a strike. Braden Schenk up in the, here in the booth, joined alongside Tim Tremblay, the assistant of baseball business operations. We'll get that at some point. A ball and a strike. A fastball missing there at 2-1. Well, Tim, your first time up in the broadcast booth, I got to ask, what's the experience been like for you so far?
It's been great. You know, I'm just taking it in as a fan, you know, watching the game, chatting it up with you, you know. It's been fun.
Well, I appreciate you coming on here tonight. Long season, still 40-plus games to go. The 2-1 swing and a miss from Uten. It's 2-2. And we've been lucky to have your baseball expertise. Obviously, you know, we talked so much the front office and whatnot. You know, you played baseball in high school, great knowledge of the game, and been able to really dissect this game between Charleston and Salem on this Thursday night. The 2-2, Uten watches the fastball high. It's now full. 2-2 our new score after Charleston put up 2 runs in the top of the fifth. Red Sox trying to get the lead back. Payoff pitch from Urbina, swung on and lined up the middle. This will drop for a base hit. Uten taking it right back where it came from, and he now has a career-long 8-game hitting streak. Remarkable for Uten. One out and a man aboard for Frederick Jimenez. And Tim, what do the Red Sox need to do here in the back half of this ballgame if they want to come out with a win on this Thursday?
Just keep putting the pressure on, string together some more hits. I know you were talking about how maybe the home run ball not big as much of a factor for Charleston. I think if Salem strings another singles, doubles, you know, they can get going.
Well, the good news for the Red Sox, they have the third most home runs in the Carolina League. 54 long balls for the Red Sox. And it feels like a lot of them come in clutch situations.
Yeah, it's surprising considering our park. You know?
First pitch swung on and popped up down the left field line. This one will go foul. And what Tim means by that, it is 325 down the left and right field line, 401 to dead center. It sounds like normal dimensions, right? But you have a monster 26-foot-high wall that surrounds the entire ballpark. Does it still sound easy? Probably not. No balls and a strike. Righty and lefty to Jimenez. Urbina from the first base side of the rubber. He rocks and fires. A fastball missing away. Taking off for second as Uten. The throw is on the money, and they tag Uten on the upper right sleeve. Uten tried the swim move, unable to get there. It's out number two. Although I got to ask you, another baseball anomaly in recent years, the sliding mitt, says Uten wore one on his right hand. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan or not a fan of the sliding mitt?
I'm a fan. I'm for it, yeah.
A ball and a strike. The pitch to Jimenez. It's a sweeper that runs high, 2-1. Now, it's interesting. I was watching a couple ball games a weekend ago between the New York Mets and the Kansas City Royals. And Bobby Witt, potentially one of the best players in the game right now, two late inning situations, steals second, goes into the bag with the sliding mitt. The 2-1 is swung on and dribbled, fouled on the first base line. But the sliding mitt pushed him over the bag.
Right, yeah.
And he went on top of the bag, and Francisco Lindor, the shortstop for the Mets, applied the tag the entire time. So when the sliding mitt goes on top of the base and slides off, they overruled it with replay 2 times.
Yeah.
And it made me think.
I guess that is a downside to it.
Are the sliding mitts as good as people think they are?
I always used to scrape my hand going into the base. Okay. And, you know, I was, you know, just a fan of not having scrapes on my hand. Yeah.
The 2-2 pitch to Jimenez. He gets out of the way of a changeup inside. It's now full. just feels like there's been a lot of changes in the game in recent years. And, you know, it felt like historically you would just go up there, you have your batting gloves and, you know, maybe a shin guard. Now you see the C flap and the oven mitts and the, what else is there? You got the, what else they've come in the game in recent years?
Ankle guards.
Yeah. The payoff pitch to Jimenez. He swings and clubs this one foul down the left field line. It remains full. I just get a laugh at, you know, watching the Little League games and all the kids, you know, get tripped out. They'll wear both sliding mitts. They'll go with the Reese Hoskins, two C-flaps. Which I also love in Little League in particular with the Little League World Series coming up. You can't slide headfirst into a base.
Yeah.
The 3-2 is a fastball missing inside. Jimenez has to dance back in the batter's box to avoid getting hits. He's aboard with two out. So I just get a chuckle out of it. I'm like, the whole point is for when you slide head first. But in Little League Baseball, you can't slide head first. It's against the rules. And you still see two kids with the sliding mitts. And
I guess look good, play good.
Exactly. So time is called, and Sean Smedley will trot out to the bump. It will be the day for Jose Urbina. He throws 90 pitches, goes 4 2/3. And that will be the end of the day for the Charleston starting pitchers. We'll step aside here on MILB TV and WZBJ 24. We'll tell you about the arm coming out of the arm farm when we return tied into a piece.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Well, after 4 2/3, Jose Urbina's day is done. He turns the baseball over to the 23-year-old out of Fairfax, Virginia. It is Bryce Schaefer, the Coastal Carolina product. Did start his college career at South Florida State, and then at Polk State before coming to the defending national runners-up, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. You see his numbers, a 1-1 record with a 3.32 ERA, 21 2/3 innings pitch, 25 hits, 24 strikeouts. He's greeted with Endiaz Okor, just one runner on first base. Two gone with this game tied at 2 apiece. His first season of professional baseball for Schaefer, after being a undrafted free agent signing in 2024 by Tampa Bay. Fastball, slider, changeup, and cutter. First pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt. This one skips past the catcher, Garcia. Moving up to second is Frederick Jimenez. Schaefer had the opportunity two summers ago in 2023 to pitch for the Wareham Gatemen of the Cape Cod Baseball League. Played for first-year manager Ryan Smythe. It was not the showing Bryce was hoping for, a 5.88 ERA in his 26 innings pitched. 40 hits allowed with a 1-1 record out on the Cape. The 1-0 deal to Endy. It's a breaking ball that misses the outer third, 2-0. We're up here joining the booth with Tim Tremblay. Tim, you know, you go to Bentley University now. Have you had a chance to go to Cape Cod yourself?
I have, yeah. I took a couple trips, you know, a few years ago with my family. It's a beautiful place. I'm sure you had a great time last summer.
Two balls and no strikes. The pitch home, it's a fastball that's a called strike at the knees, 2-1. I had the opportunity to spend two summers on the Cape with the Falmouth Commodores of the Cape League in 2024, then actually with the Wareham Gatemen in 2023. So I had a chance to see Schaefer pitch out on the Cape. Very funky delivery to lefty. Kind of high leg kick, three arms, quarter slide. The 2-1 is swung on a pop foul, 2-2. Did you get a chance to catch a Cape League baseball game while you were out there?
I did not, no. Oh. I guess I'll have to add that to the bucket list.
You're missing out. It is the purest form of baseball in Cape Cod. Free admission, cheap concessions, high school field. Everyone's bringing, you know, lawn chairs and picnic blankets to sit on these hills and berms. The 2-2 as Okar swings and slow roller off his front foot. It's a foul ball. And I don't know what the confusion is. The home plate umpire, Nicholas Saxton, didn't signal anything. He pointed to his field umpire, Parker Powell, who called a foul ball. I don't know how you don't call that, given Endy was slow to get out of the batter's box. He was hopping, kind of hobbling after taking one off that front left foot. But nonetheless, it is a foul ball. And there's no replay review in minor league baseball, so can't really go to the replay monitors. Two balls and two strikes. Lefty on righty to Endy. Schaefer brings the pitch home. Swing and a miss. As Okar down chasing the pitch in the dirt, and that is out number three. Red Sox bring Forders up to the dish. No runs off a hit. They leave him aboard. One man aboard. Well, Tim, thank you for coming on the broadcast here. It was such a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Of the sixth. Tied at two apiece.
The homestand continues as the Salem Red Sox welcome in the Charleston River Dogs starting on Tuesday for a six-game series. Make sure to join us for Super Splash Day and a 12:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Outdoors night on Friday with specialty jerseys and the first 750 fans taking home their very own Jaron Duran outdoor bobblehead. And on Saturday, everyone's favorite pup, Bluey, makes an appearance at the ballpark. Bring the whole family out to Carilion Clinic Field for the back half of this 9-game homestand. Visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats. Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond.
We embark on the top half of the sixth here from Salem, tied at two apiece between the visiting Charleston River Dogs and the home Salem Red Sox, playing as the Salem Beer Mongers on this thirsty Thursday from the 5-4-0. Nicholas De La Cruz returns for his second inning of work, being the first guy out of the bullpen for the Red Sox. Lineup will go 5-6-7, Martinez, Gonzalez, and Garcia. Joey Gartrell was the starter for the Salem Red Sox. He went four innings, allowing just two hits, no runs, with five strikeouts. Did have two hits batsmen with the line as well. Before he turned the game over to Nicholas De La Cruz in the fifth inning, he went a full inning. And here he is in the sixth. Lefty on righty matchup. First pitch home. It's a sweeper that drops in there at the knees. A called strike to Larry Martinez. It starts 0-1. Martinez had a career day on Tuesday. 3-for-5 with four ribbies. A new career high for the 19-year-old out of Valencia, Venezuela. The 0-1 pitch. It's a sweeper that runs high. 1-1. Followed that up last night with a 2-for-5 performance. So he has had multi-hit efforts in each of the last two games. He's hitting 500 entering today in the series. The 1-1 pitch from De La Cruz. Swing and a miss. Martinez, he does get a piece of it. Kind of dribbles it off the catcher, Salazar. It still counts as the same as strike number one. A ball and a strike. Top of the sixth. Charleston, two runs off three hits, one error. The home Salem Red Sox, two runs off six hits, one error. The 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled off the glove of Salazar. Martinez went chasing that high sweeper. Got a piece of it to stay alive. The at-bat continues at 1-2. We'll take you around the Red Sox farm system here in the top of the sixth. This Thursday night, from as high up as Portland, Maine, to as low down as the Florida Complex League. The 1-2 pitch, Martinez swings, sends a slow roller down the third baseline. It will trickle foul. Picked up by the third baseman, Ortiz. Flips it over to the third base dugout. 1-2, we remain. Obviously, 2-2 here in the top of the sixth at the single A ranks. We move to the high A ranks. The Greenville Drive trail the Hub City Spartanburgers 2-0, bottom of the fifth. A ball and two strikes. De La Cruz works from the wind, and he dispatches the 1-2. It's a fastball that misses high and away, 2-2. Michael Sansone has gone four innings out of the bullpen for the Greenville Drive. Former Salem Red Sox, allowing six hits, five strikeouts for Michael. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle, over to the shortstop, De Leon. He fields it, fires to first. It's high. Jimenez pops off the bag, applies the tag to the chest of Martinez. Out number one. Well, De Leon's throw was high. Frederick leaped up to make the grab, slapped the tag on the chest of Martinez. It is out number one. Acrobatic play by Frederick over at first. So there's one gone for Ricardo Gonzalez. We move to the AA ranks, and the Portland Sea Dogs taking on the Richmond Flying Squirrels. First, we will pause as Ozzy Chavez comes out to the bump, and he will take the baseball from Nicholas De La Cruz. De La Cruz throws just an inning and a third before he sees the end of the line. And the Red Sox go back to the bullpen. We'll step aside here from Carilion Clinic Field. 2-2, top of the sixth. We'll tell you about the new pitcher when we return.
Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at milb.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy More, Save More. This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live.
So after just an inning and a third, Nicholas De La Cruz departs this ballgame, and he gives things off to Joe Vogiatski, the 23-year-old out of Fairfax, Virginia, appearing in his 27th appearance of the season. 50 innings pitched mark for Vogiatski, a 4.32 ERA to show for it, a 1-3 record, and a 1.50 whip. He sees the middle of the lineup with Ricardo Gonzalez digging in from the left-hand side, the switch hitter. And a game that's tied at two apiece. One gone, top of the sixth. First pitch swinging, he lines this one in a shallow center field that will deposit for a base hit. And Ricardo Gonzalez has his first hit of the night, welcoming in Joe Vogiatski into the ballgame. For Joe, it's the first time since Sunday that he appears in a game. Went 2 1/3 against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, allowing just a hit with four strikeouts on 34 pitches. Over his last five appearances, he's 1-0 with four straight no decisions. A part of a Red Sox bullpen that has been so good over the last 12 games. First, the righty-on-righty pitch home is a breaking ball that misses low below the knees. Starts at 1-0. Over that 12-game stretch since the 6th of July, the Salem Arm Farm is throwing to a 2.55 ERA. They've only allowed 14 earned runs over their last 51 innings pitched. Remarkable for a Red Sox bullpen that has the highest ERA in the Carolina League. The 1-0 runner takes off for second. Swing and a miss from Garcia. The throw to second is on the money. They got him. Cespedes applies the tag on the helmet of Gonzalez. It was kind of a last resort swing from Garcia. He went chasing a very high fastball, and the count is 1-1. How about Claver Salazar, though, throwing out a very speedy Gonzalez? And Yoel and Cespedes, like a magician applying the tag for out number two. So two gone, nobody aboard. The 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball missing in the dirt. 2-1. Continuing with that out-of-town scoreboard, Max Ferguson just delivered a 2-RBI double for the Portland Sea Dogs. They lead the Richmond Flying Squirrels 3-1 in the top of the sixth. The 1-1, a changeup that misses on the inner third, 3-1. Triple A, the WooSox playing a doubleheader against the St. Paul Saints. They took game one of the Twin Bill 4-0 at 2 o'clock against St. Paul. Getting ready to get going in game two. 3-1 is swung on and lined foul off the net behind home plate. It's now full. And then down on the rookie ball level, the Dominican Summer League Red Sox. The red team won 4-3 against the Rays. And the blue team won 9-6 against the Pirates. With the Florida Complex League falling to the Rays 12-11. The 3-2 pitcher swung on and grounded down the first baseline. Jimenez dives to his left, touches the first base bag. It's out number three. Red Sox defense has been on another level tonight. Another web gem. And Frederick Jimenez touches the pillow to give the Sox bullpen just a minimum inning. Three batters up, a ground out, another ground out, and a single. We head to the home half of the sixth. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Charleston River Dogs 2 from Salem.
The homestand continues as the Salem Red Sox welcome in the Charleston River Dogs starting on Tuesday for a six-game series. Make sure to join us for Super Splash Day and a 12:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Outdoors night on Friday with specialty jerseys and the first 750 fans taking home their very own Jaron Duran outdoor bobblehead. And on Saturday, everyone's favorite pup, Bluey, makes an appearance at the ballpark. Bring the whole family out to Carilion Clinic Field for the back half of this 9-game homestand. Visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats. Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at MILB.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy More, Save More.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Salem and Charleston tied at two apiece. Lineup goes Claver Salazar, D'Angelo Ortiz, and Yosander Asensio in the 6-7-8 portion of the lineup. 2-2 were tied. First pitch to Claver. It's a breaking ball that misses high at the eye level. 1-0. Bryce Schaefer returns for his second inning of work. The very funky southpaw comes at the belts. Brings the leg kick up to the chest and dispatches the 1-0. It's a fastball called strike at the belts, 1-1. Last half inning, we gave you the minor league report for the Boston Red Sox. Major League Club has the day off. They were able to pull off a huge win against Philly last night. The 1-1 swing and a miss. 78-mile-per-hour curveball gets Salazar behind it, rather in front of it, a ball and two strikes. But the Boston Red Sox won 9-8 in 11 innings last night. Big win for Boston to avoid the sweep. A ball and two strikes. Schaefer from the belt. Whips home the 1-2. Salazar swings and pops this one up on the right side of the infield. Playable for Polanco. The second baseman makes the catch on the edge of the dirt by second base. It's out number one. Routine P4 sets down Claver Salazar. And this now brings up D'Angelo Ortiz. You hear the cheer from the crowd. The 21-year-old out of Miami, Florida, in his single-A baseball debut tonight. Called up from the Florida Complex League yesterday. First pitch to D'Angelo. He watches the fastball called strike on the inner third. It's 0-1. Ortiz hit better against the lefties in the Florida Complex League. A 333 mark hitting against the southpaws compared to the 263 mark against the righties. The 0-1 swung on in line. Inner right field, dying quickly, and this will drop for a base hit. Somebody keep that baseball. It is the first single-A hit for D'Angelo Ortiz. Welcome to Salem. And there's a one-out single for the son of David Ortiz. Gives way to Yosander Asensio. And that's the thing. You knew there was going to be some adjustment coming up from the rookie ball ranks to single A. Ortiz went down swinging each of his first two times up. Now we get to see him on the base paths. First pitch, a breaking ball missing high at the eye level of Asensio. It's 1-0. So D'Angelo Ortiz dances off first base. Asensio will dig in for his third time tonight. He's reached both of his two plate appearances, a walk and a single to his name. The 1-0 deal, it's a fastball called strike on the inner third. Schaefer able to eclipse the inner third. 1-1. Schaefer, born in Fairfax, Virginia, but also spent time growing up in Brunswick, Maryland, and Cape Coral, Florida. The 1-1 is swung on and popped into shallow right field. It's McCoy who converges on it and makes the catch for out number two. So there's two gone now, and Framie De Leon will try to savor this two-out rally. He attended high school in Florida, Island Coast High School, before taking his talents to originally Polk State his freshman year and South Florida State his sophomore year before going to Coastal Carolina for his final 2 years, playing for the Chanticleers. First pitch to Framie. He swings and grounds this one foul down the third baseline. It was a screamer, but just in front of that 78-mile-per-hour what is that, a slider pitch from Schaefer? Kind of has that vertical drop on it. But unless a nasty pitch gets De Leon grounded foul on it, 0-1 to Framie. Tied it 2 apiece, bottom of the sixth between the Beermongers and the Charleston River Dogs. From the belt, Bryce Schaefer brings the pitch home. De Leon swings and misses a fastball that hits the outer third. Framie departs the right-handed batter's box. He will adjust the white batting gloves with the silver outline, Franklin the Brand. That's the white sliding mitt in his back right pocket. Another set of batting gloves in his back left pocket. The 0-2 pitch to Framie. He swings and misses. Got him with the 88-mile-per-hour changeup. And Bryce Schaefer gets out of the sixth untouched. Red Sox bring four hitters up to the dish. No runs off a hit. They leave a man aboard. We've played two-thirds. Tied at 2 apiece between Charleston and Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Now back to the ballpark with the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
We're vibing out, having a good time in Salem as we head to the top half of the seventh. The Salem Beermongers and the Charleston River Dogs tied at 2 apiece. Joe Vogatsky back out on the rubber against Jose Monzon, Xavier Gullin, and Theo Gillen in the 8-9-1 portion of the lineup. Red Sox struck for two in the bottom of the second thanks to a Claver Salazar RBI single and a pair of wild pitches and errors brought Salazar home to make it 2-0 Salem after two. River Dogs struck for two in the top of the fifth. First pitch swung on and laced foul off the net behind home plate, 0-1. A sack fly from Theo Gillen made it 2-1, and then Narciso Polanco grounded into the very common 3-4-3 ground out to bring home a second run. The 0-1, it's a breaking ball that misses the lower third. If you can't tell, I was being sarcastic with that. I have never seen a 3-4-3 ground out in my life. But there's a first time for everything, right? Red Sox trying to win their first game of this series against Charleston. A ball and a strike. Vogetsky whips the pitch home. It's a fastball that misses high and away, 93 miles per hour. Quickly 2-1 to Jose Monzon. The left-handed third baseman, 0-for-1 in this game with a walk, run back in the fifth inning, and a line out to the first baseman in the third inning. The 2-1 deal, it's a slider that misses the outer third, now 3-1. Red Sox, 2 runs off 7 hits, 1 error. The River Dogs, 2 runs off 4 hits. They've committed 1 error in the field. Righty on lefty, the 3-1 deal. It's a fastball that misses the outer third at 90 miles per hour. 5-pitch walk to put Monzon aboard to lead off this seventh inning. Just the second time in the 7 innings that Charleston has the leadoff man aboard. Xavier Gullen will try to get some offense going. He's also 0-for-1 with a walk back in the fifth inning. Came around to score a run. First pitch home. He shows bunt and is unable to lay it down. He goes around, says home plate umpire Nicholas Sexton. It's 0-1. Gullen's been trying to lay down that drag bunt what feels like all game long, but he's been unable to lay one down. Baby Poppy over at third base. D'Angelo Ortiz is now playing on the infield grass. Still a huge gap down the third base line with the shift. The 0-1 pitch. Gullen watches the fastball miss low and away. 1-1. Infield does shift to the first base bag. You have the shortstop De Leon playing parallel to the second base bag. Second baseman Cespedes kind of in between the first and second base bags. And Jimenez holding the runner Monzon on. The 1-1 swung on and fouled off the net behind home plate. It's 1-2 now. Hear the cat noises coming through the stadium PA. I mean, it is bark at the park, night at the ballpark. So try to get the dogs up and rallying, get them nice and barking, trying to make some noise. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch from Vogetsky is a fastball missing the outer third at 92. Salazar applied the frame, unable to get the call from Nicholas Sexton. 2-2, the counts. Gullen, the 9-hole hitter, in his first game of this 6-game series, had the days off both Tuesday and Wednesday. The 2-2 pitch, he swings and misses strike 3. 81-mile-per-hour changeup, and Vogetsky has his first strikeout of the night. Second time that Gullen is a strikeout victim, and the lineup card flips over to the top to Theo Gillen, the number 2 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Gillen, the 19-year-old out of Chicago, Illinois, attended high school in Austin, Texas at Westlake. From our 18th overall pick, the first pitcher swing and a miss on the 92-mile-per-hour heater, 0-1. A guy who signed for $4.3 million a season ago out of high school. No balls and a strike. Bogetsky's deal home. It's a slider that runs inside, 1-1. Top of the seventh from for the 5-4-0. It's the Charleston River Dogs 2 and the Salem Red Sox 2. Salem had an early lead and watched as the River Dogs plated 2 runs in the fifth inning to tie this ball game up. A ball and a strike. The count to Gillen. The pitch is a fastball that misses up and away. 2-1. Gillen, the left-hand swinging designated hitter. 0-for-1 in the game with a strikeout, a hit-by-pitch, and a sac fly. Still looking for a base knock for a guy that's 2-for-8 this week in the 5-4-0. The 2-1 is lined foul down the first base line. Gets into the first base dugout. A screamer you got to look out for. Got to pay attention if you're on the top step of the dugout. A new count is 2-2. Vogetsky, long pause, and the pitch. It's a fastball that drifts high. Now full for Gillen. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner on first is Jose Monzon. The Charleston team that stole just 143 bases this year. We'll see if they give Monzon the green lights. The payoff pitch. Swung on and popped toweringly down the right field line. This one we'll see the seats actually go into the parking lot beyond the grandstands that extend all the way out the first and third base lines. Kind of drops off halfway down the right field line. kind of bleeds out into the parking lots. Capacity of 6,300. The payoff pitch is swung on in line into right field. Uten chases to his left. He looks up, and this one hits off the top of the wall. Uten fields it on a bounce. Fires it to second to De Leon. Accurate throw, but sliding in safely is Theo Gillen. And he's got a one-out double to put two runners in scoring position. Well, Gillen lofted that one to right field and hit off the Fishwick and Associates sign, Lawyers for the People, out in right field on the top half of the wall. Again, it's 26 feet high, so it's not an easy task to clear for a River Dog team that has not homered in 19 consecutive games. They're unable to get one there. Alex Reynolds will call time and talk things over with Joe Volgatsky. Reynolds out in the Boston Red Sox, the old City Connect jerseys, the Carolina blue with the yellow text, kind of symboling the Boston Marathon. Also does look like UCLA, the Bruins. But it was cool, though. We talked to Alex Reynolds earlier in the week, and he grew up in Massachusetts, about 30 minutes outside Boston. Attended college in Wellesley, Massachusetts at Babson College. So for him, it is a dream come true to work in the Red Sox organization. And I love the perspective he put it on. He's like, you know, everyone has bad days at work, but the fact that I get to wear a Red Sox jersey to work every day kind of makes it worth it. First pitch of fastball, low and away, 1-0. And he has just been soaking in this entire experience. Worked with the Greenville Drive the previous two seasons. This year as the main pitching coach for the Salem Red Sox. But it's cool for a lifelong Red Sox fan to work in the organization. The 1-1, a fastball misfires on the outer third, 2-0. Runners on second and third, one gone, top of the seventh. Charleston 2, Salem 2. Game number 91 of the Carolina League season, of the 130 games the Red Sox will play this year. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and popped foul above the screen, all the way up to suite level. 2-1 now. And it was cool just staying on the topic of Massachusetts kids. The Red Sox had Shea Sprague pitch for them earlier this season. He's now with the Greenville Drive. But a guy who grew up 20 minutes outside Boston, would watch the games with his grandparents and his dad. And it really was a dream come true for him as well. The 2-1 is lifted foul down the left field line. It will see the seats. 2-2. And it was even cool. We had Tim Tremblay up here in the broadcast booth, the assistant of business operations for the Salem Red Sox. And he was talking about, you know, he grew up in Vermont, but he was still a lifelong Red Sox fan. And even asked his take on David Ortiz and growing up around Big Poppy and now seeing his kid D'Angelo play third base. So Boston's got a huge fan base. The 2-2 is swung on and grounded hard past a diving Jimenez in a right field. One run scores. Here comes Theo Gillen. The throw from U10 will be up the line, and it gets underneath the glove of Vogetsky off the backstop. Advancing to second is Polanco, and he delivers a pair of runs with a single on the right side. Monzon scores from third. Gillen gets the round from second. And Polanco has RBIs 25 and 26 on the season as Charleston now leads 4-2. Big time hit for the second baseman for Charleston. And here in the seventh, the River Dogs have clawed ahead. Righty on righty to Angel Mateo. Mateo hands above his head. Ogatsky whips the first pitch home. Swung on and grounded hard past a diving Ortiz in a left field. Up to third, getting the stop sign is Polanco. And this one will roll all the way to the plate, but it's a one-out single for Angel Mateo. Another screamer off the bat of a Charleston hitter. And runners on the corners now for Ryan McCoy. McCoy 0-3 in the contest. Ozzy Chavez will call time and make a call to his bullpen. So Joe Volgatsky goes just an inning in this game, allows two earned runs, one strikeout. He is responsible for Polanco on third and Mateo on first. And Iverson Polanco will descend from the left field bullpen. Top of the seventh, it's Charleston 4 and Salem 2. We'll step aside and be back with you on MILB TV and WZBJ 24.
Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond. Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem.
Top of the seventh, and the Red Sox make another call to the bullpen. It's Iberson Polanco, the right-hander out of Venezuela, who makes his 24th appearance of the season. Iberson pitching to a 5.09 ERA, a 4-1 record, with a 40 and 2/3 innings pitched. Comes out to his signature walkout song, Vanica, by Rowena and Acapella. I think I said that right. It's a bop for sure, though. Those listening to the ballpark were greeted to it. Very distinctive kind of melody to it. At least gets me fired up, and it gets Iberson Polanco fired up. He inherits a game that's 4-2 Charleston. Top of the seventh, one gone. Righty on lefty to Ryan McCoy, the newest member of the Charleston River Dogs. First pitch home, swing and a miss from McCoy. Comes up empty on that 84-mile-per-hour changeup from Iberson. Starts 0-1. Polanco appears in his first game since Sunday. Went two innings, allowing just one run. Not earned, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. The 0-1 offer. Swing and a miss. Again, back to that 84-mile-per-hour changeup. And Iberson pulls the string on it. 0-2. On third base, you have the likes of Narciso Polanco. Angel Mateo stands on first. Here's Polanco's 0-2. McCoy watches another changeup misfire in the dirt. 1-2. Game three of this six-game set here tonight. Tomorrow we play game number four. 6:35 first pitch on another Firework Friday at the ballpark. The 1-2 pitch from Polanco. Fastball drifting high and away. 2-2. 6:35 first pitch, as I mentioned. Post-game fireworks brought to you by our good friends over at Glow Fiber. Also, outdoors nights. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball runs high, now full. First 750 fans through the gates will get their very own Jaron Duran fishing bobblehead. Red Sox will also wear specialty jerseys, which you can bid on. If you like the jerseys that the Red Sox will wear, the auction does end tomorrow, but it's MILBauctions.com. Cold strike three, ring them up. 94-mile-per-hour fastball down Broadway, and McCoy is set down for the third time on the strikeout. And the fourth time overall in this game. Huge second outs. And now Larry Martinez will try to savor this rally for the Charleston River Dogs. So again, MILBauctions.com/Salem Red Sox. If you want to bid on a outdoors night specialty jersey, it goes through tomorrow. First pitch, a breaking ball in the dirt. Runner takes off for second. He gets stuck halfway in between. Runner breaks for third. He scores, and they will tag out the runner. But the run does count. So a Little League first third play brings home the runner Polanco. Mateo gives himself up, so it is a caught stealing for Claver. Out number three, and the River Dogs take a 5-2 lead with them. It's stretch time from Salem. Charleston leads by three. Back in 90 seconds on MILB TV. And streaming live on WZBJ 24.
Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at MILB.com/Salem. click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage, and then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox Buy More, Save More.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
River Dogs have broken this game open in the top half of the seventh. They strike for three runs off of three hits. They leave nobody on, but they take a 5-2 lead with them into the bottom half of the seventh. Top of the order due up for the Red Sox. It goes Gonzalez, Cespedes, and Nathaniel Uten facing off against the likes of Bryce Schaefer, who returns for his second full inning of work, third overall inning for the Southpaw out of Fairfax, Virginia. And he sees the 1-2-3 punch for the first time tonight. River Dogs, 5 runs off 7 hits, 1 error. The Salem Red Sox, 2 runs off 7 hits, 1 error committed by the Sox. Lefty on righty, first pitch to Justin. He swings and dribbles this one foul down the third baseline. 0-1. Charleston has left 5 men aboard. The Red Sox hitting just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They have left 7 men aboard. Schaefer from the belts. High leg kick and whips on the 0-1. It's a breaking ball that misfires in the dirt. 1-1. Tomorrow we will see Devin Futrell, the southpaw, take the bump for the Salem Red Sox. He goes against Ryan Andrade for the Charleston River Dogs. Charleston trying to clinch a share of the series tonight. The 1-1 is swung on and clobbered in the left field. Gullin takes 2 steps back and catches the frozen rope for out number 1. Looked good off the bat of Gonzalez. Had the exit velo, but unable to find the grounds. And there's one gone for Yoelin Cespedes. For those watching on WZBJ 24, had a great chance to catch up with Yoelin pregame, play a game of catch with the 19-year-old out of Azua, Dominican Republic. Crouches down into his right-handed stance. First pitch lefty on righty. Swung on and popped up in a foul. It's going to stay in fair territory down the right field line. Converging on it is McCoy, and he makes the catch medium depth in right field for out number 2. Looked like it might have curled into foul territory, but Ryan McCoy tracked it all the way into his black glove. And there's 2 gone for Nathaniel Uten. So 2 quick outs for Schaefer. About 2 outs off just 4 pitches. And U10 will try to get aboard for a second time tonight. Already extended the hitting streak back in the fifth inning. But still would like a big knock here. Lefty on lefty. First pitch, he swings and grounds this one to the second baseman, Polanco. Fields the slow roller, fires to first. Martinez grabs it. It's out number 3. Bryce Schaefer works a routine 1-2-3 frame. 7 innings have come and gone from Salem. It's the River Dogs 5 and the Beer Mongers 2. Stick with us. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office. Give us a call or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Top of the eighth here from Salem, the River Dogs with a 5-2 lead over the Salem Beer Mongers. Charleston struck for 3 runs a frame ago to really break this game open, and Aberson Polanco will return to the rubber for his first full inning of work. Did get 2 outs, facing just one batter an inning ago. Righty and righty, first pitch, a fastball missing high to Larry Martinez. I know the math doesn't line up on that. He struck Ryan McCoy out looking, and with Martinez up, the River Dogs played one of the old first and third Little League plays. The 1-0 swung on and line fouled on the first baseline. They had the runner on third and Polanco break for home as Mateo went to second, forced the throw from Salazar. Mateo got into a rundown, gave himself up, but allowed Polanco to score to make it 5-2. Martinez was up, so he starts this inning. The 1-1 pitch from Aberson. A slider runs low and away. 2-1. Martinez, 0-for-2 in this game. 2 groundouts to the shortstop, De Leon, and a hit-by-pitch sandwiched in between. Swing and a miss on the 95-mile-per-hour heater. Just like that, it's 2-2. Aberson has really gotten the velocity up this season. Sidestep, and he strides home the 2-2. Strike three swinging. Got him with the 81-mile-per-hour changeup up and away. And strikeout number 2 for Aberson. And there's one gone in the 8th. But when talking to Alex Reynolds, the pitching coach for the Salem Red Sox, I asked him, you know, who are 1 or 2 guys that you've really seen major strides in developing for? And he mentioned Aberson Polanco. First pitch to Ricardo Gonzalez, the left-hand swinging shortstop. He gets out of the way of a 96-mile-per-hour heater inside. It's 1-0. But he really talked about how Polanco has worked on the velocity, looking at how he can bring that up, and it really has shown over the 90-plus games of the season. The 1-0, a breaking ball missing in the dirt, 2-0. He started the year, that fastball was touching 93, 94. Now he's touching 96, 97 on that heater. So props to Aberson Polanco. The 2-0 offer is a change, or rather a fastball that misses inside at the shoelaces of Gonzalez. He's got some happy feet to get out of the way of it. 3-0. Polanco is the 4th different pitcher used by the Salem Red Sox. Joey Gartrell went the first 4 innings, allowing just 2 hits with 5 strikeouts, no runs allowed. The 3-0 deal is a fastball that misfires inside. 4-pitch walk to Gonzalez. Puts a runner aboard for Jeter Garcia. Nicholas De La Cruz went the next inning and a third. The southpaw allowed 1 hit, 2 earned runs with 3 walks and an inning and a third. Then Joe Vogatsky went just an inning, allowing 3 earned runs off 4 hits, a walk and a strikeout. And here's Aberson Polanco, the 4th pitcher for Salem. 5-2, Charleston leads, top of the 8th. It's a righty-on-righty matchup as Garcia digs in. First pitch home is a fastball called strike on the outer third, 0-1. Polanco has been, I guess you could say, has the reverse splits this season. He's been lights out against the lefties this year, a 181 average against the left-handed bats, but a 295 average against the righties. The 0-1, it's a changeup that drifts low, 1-1. So just kind of a weird little anomaly for Aberson. It's only allowed 15 hits to the left-handed bats this season compared to the 23 for the right-handed bats. The count is a ball and a strike on Garcia. The pitch home, he swings and clubs this one in a shallow right field. Second baseman Cespedes chases it out into the grass, and he makes the catch to catch the little flare for out number 2. Yoel Cespedes has made his fair share of web gems in this ballgame. I think the real highlight was that relay he had home, a quick catch and release on home to Salazar, and then Claver Salazar with the centerpiece falling to the ground on his back, applying the tag to, at the time, keep the River Dogs off the scoreboard, but Charleston would strike in the fifth and seventh innings. First pitch to Monzon. He swings in, lines it foul on the left field line. It starts 0-1. Jose Monzon, 0-for-1 in the ballgame, a line out in the third inning, walks in the fifth and seventh inning. He sees the 4th different pitcher in this ball game. He's faced all 4, an at-bat against each. The 0-1 deal, Monzon watches the changeup, flirt the outside third, 0-2. Still a beautiful night in Salem. The sun has faded in the distance, lights shining bright. Temperature is kind of cooled down a little bit from the hot 80-plus when we started. The 0-2, he swings in, pops it into the left center field gap. As Okar, the center fielder, calls off Asensio, and he makes the catch in the power alley for out number three. Aberson Polanco faces four. No hits, no runs. Charleston leaves a man aboard. Home half of the eighth. On the backside of this break, it's Charleston 5 and Salem 2.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem.
Well, after a brief 2 1/3 innings pitched for the Charleston River Dogs, Bryce Schaefer's day comes to an end, and he turns this ball game over to the right-hander Jonathan Russell, the Cuban native, 20 years old, appears in his 19th game of the season between the FCL and the Charleston River Dogs. 16th game for Russell at the single-A level, 4-0 record with a 2.35 ERA in his 23 innings pitched. Russell, the international free agent signing in 2023, pitches in his first game of this series with his ball club leading the Red Sox 5-2. Beermongers will send up the 4-5-6 in the order, Jimenez, Azokar, and Salazar, as they try to get something going against that guy right there, Jonathan Russell. Jimenez is 0-2 in the game with a strikeout, a pop-out, and a walk to his name. But it is the first time, believe it or not, that he faces the bullpen. He was the last batter for Jose Urbina to face in the fifth inning. First pitch home, he watches the fastball sail high, 1-0. So he's the ninth and final hitter to see the bullpen in this game. But he's not one of the eight to go against Bryce Schaefer. The ball and a strike. The pitch swung on and popped foul off the screen behind home plate. Quickly, 1-1 to Frederick. You can close the book on Bryce Schaefer. He goes 2 1/3 innings, allows one hit, no runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. After piggybacking off Jose Urbina, who went just 4 2/3, the 1-1, Jimenez watches a changeup called strike at the belts, 1-2. And for Urbina, this was the first time in his last five starts that he did not go at least six innings. He only allowed one earned run in his previous 30 innings, and the Red Sox, they struck for two runs. One of them was not earned, so just one earned run for the right-hander out of Caracas, Venezuela. The 1-2, Jimenez swings and spoils this one foul down the left field line. Remains 1-2. Kids going to chase the foul ball down by the ramp, at the end of the concourse on the left field line. Great crowd on hand here from Salem, as it has been all week long. The 1-2 pitch is a fastball that runs at the eye level of Jimenez. He leaves it upstairs, 2-2. It was 88 degrees when this game got started at 6:36 p.m. But a great crowd that filed in for this Thirsty Thursday in Salem. The righty and lefty affair, the 2-2 pitch, Jimenez swings and pops this one up. It will go right in front of me, but off the concourse. Thanks, 2-2. Frederick has definitely come the closest to hitting one into the broadcast booth this season. Got a couple that have come in this general vicinity, but has been unable to loft one up to the broadcast booth this season. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch home, Jimenez watches the changeup run high. It's now full. Frederick, from a count that was 1-2, has now worked a 7-pitch at-bats. That is full. Jonathan Russell, first batter he faces, from the first base side of the rubber. Works from the wind and dispatches the payoff pitch. It's a fastball, called strike three on the inner third. Jimenez was dancing in that left-handed batter's box. Thought the pitch ran inside, but home plate umpire Nicholas Sexton rings up Jimenez for the second time tonight. First strikeout for Jonathan Russell. It is the eighth for the Charleston staff. And now Indy Azokar will swing it from the right-hand side. One gone, bottom of the eighth. Charleston leads this game five runs to two. Righty on righty, first pitch, Indy swings and grounds this one. Past a reaching Monzon in the left field. Indy Azokar, a hard-hit grounder in the left field. And Azokar has his second hit of the contest. And he's aboard for the third time tonight. Gives way to Claver Salazar, the catcher from the right side. Beermongers a year ago were the best team in baseball in terms of records on the Thursdays. Salem won, I think it was their first nine Thursday home games. They didn't lose a game as the Salem Beermongers until the very final Thursday of the season against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch, a fastball called strike the knees, 0-1. And it was a little sad. They dropped the perfect record as the Salem Beermongers, but that loss to Kannapolis also knocked him out of the playoff race in the second half. The 0-1, Claver watches a fastball at his eye level, 1-1. So the Red Sox, they were, what, 4 days left in the season, and they were still alive in the North Division. They were unable to pull one out and missed the playoffs a year ago, but they had a magical second half a year ago. The Red Sox have the chance to do that this year. The 1-1, Salazar swings and lifts this one in foul territory down the first baseline. This one will hit into the Carilion Clinic patio out by the right field bullpen, 1-2. Now the Red Sox, they don't have much more time to work with. They are currently 8 games out of first place with, 49 games to play after tonight. So time is slowly dwindling away for Ozzy Chavez and the Red Sox. But it just takes one good series to get this team going, and it doesn't feel like the Red Sox have had that big momentum shift this season. The 1-2 pitch, Claver watches a slider hit the dirt, 2-1. Red Sox have only won one 6-game series this year. Now, they swept both of their 3-game sets this year against Delmarva and Fayetteville this past weekend. Or rather, they took 2 out of 3, but they won the series against Fayetteville. But the Sox are 1-9-4 in 6-game series this season. The 2-2 pitch to Salazar. He swings and clubs this one in the center field. Mateo takes 2 steps back, makes the catch in center for out number 2. Hard hit rocket into center field, but right to the black glove of Angel Mateo. And there's 2 gone for D'Angelo Ortiz. Draws a circle in the dirt just outside that right-handed batter's box. Kicks out some dirt with the back right white cleats. Takes a deep breath and then places the left foot. Opens his stance up, waggles the bat above his right ear. Doesn't quite get into the crouch stance that his father did with the Boston Red Sox. The first pitch to D'Angelo, he watches a fastball, called strike on the outer third, 0-1. Like Big Poppy, it's a strong power bat from the left side, a first baseman. His son D'Angelo, a right-hand swinging bat, more of a contact hitter, has some speed to him, plays on the left side of the infield. The 0-1 pitch, D'Angelo swings in, places a foul off the screen down the first baseline, 0-2. Again, I'm no, science expert, but it is funny just seeing how DNA works and bloodlines. And you would think, the son of a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, he'd be a carbon copy of his father. But he's actually the opposite, a right-hand swinging third baseman. A good glove, speed, and a contact bat. Righty on righty, the 0-2 pitch to D'Angelo. He swings and spoils a foul off the net down the first baseline. Mays 0-2. It's the second time this season we've seen the son of a former major leaguer here at Carilion Clinic Field. The Delmarva Shorebirds had Pablo Guerrero, first baseman, son of Vladimir Guerrero. So it's the second time we see a son of a major leaguer at the ballpark this year. No balls and 2 strikes. The count to D'Angelo Ortiz. Russell pauses and whips the pitch home. Fastball missing away. The back pick to first. Diving in head first safely is Azokar. And the count is now 1-2. Charleston, 5 runs off 7 hits. They've committed 1 error. The Salem Beermongers, 2 runs on 8 hits. They've committed 1 error in this ballgame. Jonathan Russell with the knee-high Blue Sox. Comes set just above the belt. And he dispatches the 0-2 offer. Ortiz swings and grounds this one up the middle. It's the second baseman Polanco. Touches second base himself for the 4 unassisted force out to end the 8th inning. Salem brings 4 hitters up to the dish. No runs off a hit. They leave nobody aboard. We go to the ninth. It's the River Dogs with a 5-2 lead.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ 24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ 24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live. Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
We've hit the ninth inning here from Salem, the Charleston River Dogs with a 5-2 lead over the Salem Red Sox. Game number 3 of this 6-game set between the Tampa Bay Rays single-A affiliate and the Boston Red Sox single-A affiliate. Aberson Polanco returns to the mound to face Xavier Gullin, Theo Gillen, and Narciso Polanco in the 9-1-2 portion of the lineup. Braden Shank with you. So glad you can hang out with us on MILB TV or WZBJ 24. First pitch home is a fastball called strike on the outer third. Starts 0-1 to Gullin, the 9-hole hitter. Red Sox led this game 2-0 after 2 innings. The 0-1 swung on in. Triple foul down the first baseline to the first base coach, Francisco Leandro, who was unable to make the play, and E on the first base coach. Hands it off to a kid, though. Puts a smile on the youngster's face. No balls and two strike. Polanco curls and unfurls the offer. Fastball, ring him up, called strike three. Look out, 97 miles per hour for Aberson Polanco on the inner third. And the right-hander claims his third strikeout victim to start off this ninth inning. Lineup card flips over to the top after Gullin is struck out for the third time in this game. And we will see Theo Gillen for now the fifth time, the number two prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Gillen from the right-hand side. He's 1-for-2 with a double, a hit-by-pitch, a sac fly, and a strikeout. Righty and lefty, first pitch he swings and misses on the 94-mile-per-hour heater. And Gillen falls behind 0-1. Tomorrow we will not be on WZBJ 24. I know it's sad, but we will be on MILB TV, the 0-1. Gillen watches the changeup misfire in the dirt, 1-1. You can also listen for free by going to the Salem Red Sox website, clicking on the Listen Live tab, and you can listen to live play-by-play audio of tomorrow night's game, as the rest of the weekend as well. The 1-1 is a changeup missing the inner third, 2-1. 6:35 tomorrow on Outdoors Night, Firework Friday. 6:35 on Saturday for Bluey Nights. And then 1:05 on Sunday, the 2-1 pitch from Aberson. It's a changeup that runs low in the dirt, 3-1. We're going to have some big crowds this weekend, continuing with the trend we have seen all week long here from Carilion Clinic Fields. The 3-1 pitch to Gillen. It's a fastball, called strike on the inner third, 96 miles per hour. Now full. Saw 1,676 fans on Tuesday and then 2,356 fans last night. Great start to this homestand so far. The payoff pitch is a fastball that misses below the knees, and Theo Gillen will work a 6-pitch walk. Cleaver Salazar popped up, was about to throw it around the horn. He thought he had a called strike three, but nonetheless, Gillen will reach for now the third time in this ballgame. And it extends the inning to Narciso Polanco, the left-hand swinging second baseman. Polanco, a 232 hitter, He's 2-for-4 in the ball game with 3 ribbies to his name. Righty and lefty. First pitch to Polanco. He watches a fastball called strike 3. Or called strike 1. Wow. 0-1. I'm jumping ahead of myself. Right down Broadway. 0-1. River Dogs lead by 3. That is correct. 5-2 Charleston over the Salem Beer Mongers. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and flared foul down the third baseline. This one will see the seats. 0-2 now. Polanco, RBI each of his last two times up. An RBI 3-4-3 ground out in the fifth and an RBI 2-RBI single in the seventh inning off of Joe Volgatsky. No balls and 2 strikes. Polanco curls and unfurls. Swung on and spoiled foul once again down the left field line. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Polanco not giving up. There is Aberson. Polanco. And Devin Fittrell and Ryan Andre to make the start tomorrow night. We'll be on the air on the radio and MILB TV at 6:20. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. No balls and 2 strikes. The pitch home is swung on and grounded against the shift down the third baseline. It's fair. Chugging for third base is Gillen. Moving up to second is Polanco. The throw will come in late. And just like that, there's 2 runners in scoring position for Angel Mateo. Just slapping that one against the shift down the third baseline where Ortiz wasn't. And it will be a stand-up double for Narciso Polanco. Third time he reaches, and the River Dogs have 2 more in scoring position for the likes of Angel Mateo. First pitch to Mateo. He takes a changeup down Broadway, 82 miles per hour, 0-1. So coming into it, the big storylines we had for this game, obviously D'Angelo Ortiz making his single-A debut, but Jose Urbina for the Charleston River Dogs. The 0-1 is a fastball missing inside, 1-1. Arguably the best starting pitcher in the Carolina League, a 1.73 ERA. He only allowed 1 earned run over his last 5 starts, no earned runs over his last 4 starts. The Red Sox were able to get to Urbina. The 1-1 pitch, Mateo swings in, lines this one into center field. The Rocket will drop for a single and in to score. It's Theo Gillen. Stop sign given to Polanco. It's a 1-out single RBI for Angel Mateo. And he has 61 RBIs on the season to continue to pace the Carolina League in the RBI department. But our key to the game was the Red Sox had to get to Urbina, which they did. But it's really been innings 3 through 9 that have been dominated by the River Dogs. Now 6 unanswered runs. 2 in the 5th, 3 in the 7th, and 1 in the 9th. The Sox just were not able to keep the rallies going against this Charleston bullpen. First pitch to McCoy. It's a breaking ball that misses in the dirt. 1-0. Ryan McCoy facing his third different pitcher of the game. 2 strikeouts against Gartrell, flew out against De Cruz, and a strikeout looking to Polanco back in the 7th inning. Excuse me, swing, he goes around on the 83-mile-per-hour changeup low, 1-1. McCoy this week, 9 strikeouts in his 14 at-bats, trying to avoid the double-digit 10th. The 1-1 pitch from Polanco, it's a breaking ball that runs at the shoelaces in the dirt, 2-1. For the River Dogs, it is 6 runs off 9 hits, 1 error. And the Salem Red Sox, 2 runs off 8 hits, 1 error. But the big difference has been the hitting with runners in scoring position. River Dogs have left just 6 men aboard. They've been 3-for-6 in the RISP department. While Salem is 1-for-9 hitting with runners in scoring position. 8 guys left on base. The 2-1 is dribbled foul off the railing of the first base dugout, occupied by Charleston, 2-2. You know, the Red Sox have had the opportunities. They just have not been able to capitalize, leaving 8 men on base. They've left a man on base every inning except for the 7th inning, which they were sent down 1-2-3. The 2-2 is swung on and laced down the right field line. This will drop for a base hit. And the score is Polanco. Mateo moves up to third, and it is an RBI single off the bat of Ryan McCoy to give the River Dogs a 7-2 lead. A touchdown and extra point is good for Charleston. And they lead by 5 over the Beer Mongers. It is the first affiliated ball RBI for Ryan McCoy. So they will keep that baseball. And it puts runners on the corners for Larry Martinez. First time called, and Alex Reynolds will trot out to the bump. He'll talk things over with Iverson. Salem Red Sox have now allowed 7 unanswered runs since the back half of this game. 2 runs in the 5th, 3 runs in the 7th, 2 runs in the 9th. So Alex Reynolds talking with Aberson, Polanco, Claver, Salazar, Yolan Cespedes will also come and join the meeting. So the meeting is adjourned. 5th mound visit used by Reynolds and the Red Sox. Don't believe they have any left. Top of the 9th, it's the River Dogs 7 and the Salem Red Sox 2. Game 3 of this 6-game set. Righty-on-righty matchup to Larry Martinez. First pitch is a breaking ball that misses in the dirt. 1-0. Okay, I just Googled something that I was curious about, and I was not expecting this answer. So the Charleston River Dogs, I was curious, why are they called the River Dogs? What's significant to Charleston about River Dogs? The 1-0 is swung on and grounded to the shortstop, De Leon. He fires to the second baseman, Cespedes. There will be no relay. So they just get McCoy at second, and the fielder's choice allows Martinez to bring home another. It is Mateo that scores from third. And the 6-4 fielder's choice makes it 8-2 now. 3 straight RBI balls in play, you could say, for the Charleston River Dogs. Ricardo Gonzalez will try to continue the trend. 2 gone, top of the 9th. River Dogs lead by 6. First pitch is swung on and popped foul down the third baseline. So here's the answer. I Googled, why is Charleston called the River Dogs? And according to Google, they got their name from an old Charleston legend about rats. Yes, about rats. Apparently, sailors in the area reportedly called the rats they saw on the banks of the Cooper and Ashley Rivers river dogs. And I guess, again, I'm reading this straight from Google. The name was chosen in a team name contest held at the local Piggly Wiggly stores in 1994. The 0-1 is a breaking ball in the dirt, 1-1. What in the world is a Piggly Wiggly store? So I guess it's a southern grocery store chain. Huh, I did not know that. A ball and a strike. Polanco from the belt, and he brings the pitch home. It's a fastball that runs inside. 2-1. But if you were wondering, again, according to Google, a river dog was a rat that was seen on the banks of the Cooper and Ashley Rivers. That was how the name was picked. The 2-1 is swung on and dribbled foul to the on-deck circle. Nice grab by Jeter Garcia. And again, it's a trustworthy source. It's Charleston.com that listed that. And Ozzie Chavez will call time. And he will... I think he's got to signal the left field bullpen. They don't have any mound visits left. Still hasn't signaled yet. And now they're meeting with the whole infield. Ozzie has still yet to go to the bullpen. And I don't think there's anyone warming in the bullpen. And they're going to take the ball from Aberson Polanco. And here comes Yoander Linares. So the Red Sox will bring on the position player to try to record the final out of this ball game. So Aberson Polanco is pulled in the middle of the at-bats. And Yoander Linares will be the third different position player to pitch for the Salem Red Sox this season. We'll let Yoander get loose. We'll be back with you in 90 seconds when we return from Carilion Clinic Field. River Dogs lead 8-2.
Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. 2 divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamonds. Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at milb.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically.
So Yoander Linares only throws three warm-up pitches, and he brings the first pitch home, and he strikes out Ricardo Gonzalez. So it was a 2-2 pitch. Linares just needed one pitch. He's got a smile on his face, and he will go back to the third base dugout. Well, Yoander Linares, give him a standing ovation. It was a beauty of a pitch. Fastball down middle. Got to get the glove checked, though. You don't want to make sure there's no sticky stuff in the glove of Linares. We head to the home half of the ninth. The River Dogs lead the Red Sox 8-2. Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ 24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ 24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live.
It's go time for the Salem Red Sox. We embark on the bottom of the ninth with Salem trailing the Charleston River Dogs 8-2. Yoander Linares picks up his first career strikeout on the mound. The lineup will go 8-9-1. Asencio De Leon and Gonzalez against the right-hander Jonathan Russell, but it was interesting in the at-bat against Ricardo Gonzalez. Aberson Polanco threw the first four pitches of the at-bat, worked it to a 2-2 count of them. Linares had to throw just one pitch to sit down the hitter. First pitch, a fastball called strike on the inner third, 0-1 to Asencio. Another thing I've never seen before, a one-pitch strikeout credited to Yoander Linares. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Yosander Leite on the 83-mile-per-hour changeup, 0-2. River Dogs, 8 runs off 10 hits, 1 error. They have struck for 8 unanswered since this game hit the top of the 5th. A pair of runs in the 5th, 3 runs in the 7th, and 3 runs in the 9th. The 0-2, Asencio breaks his back, swings and grounds it slowly to the second baseman, Polanco. He fields it, and the underhand toss to Russell, who is not covering the base. And Asencio legs out an infield singler. Jonathan Russell was just waiting before he got the baseball to touch the bag. And by the time he lunged for the bag, Asencio was already there. So a fielding miscue against Charleston allows the leadoff man to reach for Yosander. Take another look at it. It was a good play by Polanco. He tossed it to Russell. I think kind of gave up on it. He didn't think that Polanco was going to make the toss. But he did. So nonetheless, there's a runner on first for Framie De Leon after the ninth hit for the Salem Red Sox. Sox still trail by 6. Time called, and Russell will regroup on the mound. De Leon in the right-handed batter's box. All three games have been hitter duels here in Salem. First pitch to Framie. He watches a fastball miss the outer third, 1-0. Game 1 of the series on Tuesday, we saw 14 combined runs off of 27 hits. Last night it was just 9 runs, but still off 20 hits. And tonight we have 10 runs, 19 hits. A fastball called strike at the knees. Delayed call by Nicholas Saxton, but it's 1-1. 19 runs would be a lot. But it's 10 hits for Charleston, 8 runs, 2 runs for Salem, 9 hits. A lot of high numbers up on that scoreboard. A ball and a strike. Russell comes set at the chest. And he delivers the 1-1. Framey swings in, sends it off the net behind home plate, 1-2. De Leon is 0-2 in the game, a walk and 2 strikeouts to his name. For the shortstop in his 50th game with the Salem Red Sox this season. Sox playing game number 6 of this 9-game homestand. They're in the back third starting tomorrow. The 1-2 offer is swing and a miss. Framey down chasing the 94-mile-per-hour heater upstairs. And Russell claims his second strikeout victim. One gone for the top of the order, which brings Justin Gonzalez to the dish. Gonzalez in this ball game is 1-for-4. A single to lead off the bottom of the first, then a lineout, a double play, and a lineout for the day of Justin. Russell curls and unfurls the offer, a fastball that misses the outer third, 1-0. You can close the books on the Salem Red Sox pitching side of things. Aberson Polanco goes 2 1/3, allowing 3 hits, 3 runs, all of which earned. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts for Aberson. Then Yoander Linares, just 1 pitch and a strikeout. In his first career pitching appearance for the infielder. The 1-0 is swung on and flared into left field. This one will get over the reach of the shortstop, Gonzalez. And it is a 1-out single for Justin Gonzalez. Not confusing at all. Gonzalez over the head of Gonzalez. Who's on first? Well, it's Justin Gonzalez, not who. You thought I was going there, though. So it will be a righty-on-righty matchup to Yoel and Cespedes. With 2 men aboard. Cespedes tonight is 1-for-4. A double back in the third inning to extend his hitting streak to 6 games. Trying to get on for the first time against the bullpen. The first pitch home, Yoelin watches a fastball called strike on the outer third. Moves it to 0-1. Yoelin, the number 7 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, has been a top 10 prospect all season long for this ball club here in Salem. The 0-1 deal, Yoelin watches a slider slide a little too much into the dirt, low and away, 1-1. Red Sox, with a loss tonight, would give a share of the series to the Charleston River Dogs. They would make it 12 straight series in which they lose or split. The 1-1, a fastball above the letters of Cespedes, 2-1. Then the Red Sox have won only 1 6-game series this season. It came against the Fredericksburg Nationals last week of April, first week of May. It was a really historic weekend for the Red Sox. And a Nathaniel U10 Friday night. Huge win on Sunday after a rainout on Saturday. The 2-1 is swung on and popped into right field. The right fielder McCoy in the alley makes the catch. Tagging from second is Asensio, and he will move up to third base with 2 gone in the frame. So a loud L9 retires Cespedes, but the Sox have runners on the corners for Nathaniel U10. U10 is the last hope for the Salem Red Sox. Left-hand swinging right fielder, 1-for-4 in the ballgame. A single back in the fifth inning. Trying to keep this Sox team alive. First pitch from Russell. U10 swings and spoils this one foul off the net. 0-1. Charleston with a win would be the first time this season the River Dogs move to 9 games above 500. It would also be the club's 50th win of the season for a team that is in hot pursuit of a second-half crown. They enter the day 4.5 games back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. No balls and a strike. Russell long pause and the pitch home. U10 swings and misses on 93-mile-per-hour heater upstairs. 0-2 to Nathaniel. And just looking around the Carolina League real quick, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are currently trailing the Columbia Fireflies. They're down to their final out, so Charleston potentially can make up a full game on the division leaders. The 0-2 pitch to Nathaniel. He watches the fastball rise high, 1-2. And bad news for the Red Sox, the Carolina Mudcats took down Kannapolis 2-0. So the Sox now 8.5 games back. A loss would push them 9 games back of first place. They drop the Red Sox to 19 games under 500. A ball and 2 strikes. Russell dispatches the 1-2. U10 watches a fastball run high at his chest level, but away, 2-2. Deuces run wilds. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men aboard. Bottom of the ninth, River Dogs lead by 6. Russell stares in for the side from Jeter Garcia. Comes set just above the belts and whips home the 2-2. U10 swings and misses. Comes up empty on the 83-mile-per-hour changeup. And that is out number 3, and that is the ballgame. That's all she wrote on this Thursday night from Salem. The River Dogs win it 8-2 over the Salem Bear Mongers. Your final line score, Charleston, 8 runs off 10 hits, 1 error. And the Salem Bear Mongers, 2 runs off 10 hits, 1 error. On behalf of our entire production crew, our video production manager, Will Howell, our production assistant intern, Josh Collier, I've been Braden Shank saying so long from Salem, where the River Dogs win 8-2. We will see you next time on MILB-TV. This has been a presentation of Red Sox Baseball. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 p.m., 6:35, first pitch between Charleston and Salem.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Make sure to stay up to date with the Salem Sox by visiting MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.